KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Gold Leaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
We'll be live at 7:10 to bring you the pregame show and first pitch here from Tiger Field in Redding, California, on KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, online at kcnrradio.com.
Got an old car sitting in your yard? Donate it to Redding Piano Angels. We accept all kinds of vehicles. Cars, trucks, RVs, boats, motorcycles, even trailers and go-karts. Thanks to local support, Piano Angels has provided over 600 pianos to families, schools, churches, senior homes, and nonprofits across Northern California. Donate today by visiting reddingpianoangels.com or call 530-510-1903. That's 530-510-1903.
We got some interesting ones to tackle today. We got lots of fascinating stories to break down for you, lots of stuff in the news, and we're going to also take a look at some of the latest current events in the field of health and medicine. 877-726-8255. So let's take a look at this article here, which comes to us from Science Direct. It's about the relationship between diet and the risk of dementia. You know, we're focusing on expensive drug interventions to interdict the accumulation of plaque in the brain that causes us to experience cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease. It's kind of a pricey moonshot in an effort to cure the disease, but the drugs are A, expensive, B, have a lot of side effects, and C, produce only marginal benefits. So the focus really ought to be on a comprehensive, all-of-the-above approach. We welcome medical breakthroughs that can help us ameliorate this disease or cure this disease. We're going to see a tremendous upsurge as baby boomers age and as Gen X joins their ranks. And so it's a big discussion because it's going to cripple our productivity and also break our healthcare budget. So the discussion about diet and the risk of cognitive decline is relevant here. And there are actually many studies that now document the adverse effects of ultra-processed foods on the brain. It's pretty clear that if you subsist on ultra-processed foods, and Americans may consume up to 50% of their calories sourced from ultra-processed foods, foods that are bereft of nutrients, that are highly processed, that have all kinds of iffy additives, that are primarily rich in simple sugars and carbohydrates, also sketchy oils that are highly synthetic, chemically processed, that these will have an adverse effect on the brain. And so it is that we have a study from Science Direct here, headline, just like Mom said, eat your fruits and veggies. Association of vegetable and fruit intake with the risk of dementia.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous flight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaked, and the rocket's red, the bombs bursting in. Gave proof through the night that our plan was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner for the now, and the hope of the
cloudy skies overhead here from Tagger Field. On a Sunday night edition of Colt 45's baseball as they look to sweep NBO Sacramento coming to town tonight. 95 degrees, cloudy skies overhead, and it's a little bit of a break from what we've had earlier this weekend. It's cooling off tonight, but these Reading Colt 45 bats have been hot. They scored 33 runs in the last 2 days on 26 hits. They've also, defensively speaking, no errors. And they've walked 16 times. They've been hit 5 times. All 5 of those were last night as they put 20 runs on the board versus NBO Sacramento. Had a crooked number in pretty much every single inning last night. And they've been hitting the ball hard as well, and they've hit it over the fence a handful of times in both of these games. Lopez, Timmy Ayers, Mora, and Conklin, and then Tyler Zanheiser with the round trip or the hard way. Got that inside the park home run off the left center wall. The starting lineup for NBO Sacramento will be Will Patterson playing third base and leading things off, followed by Noah Sylvia. He's the catcher. And then Colby Gerardo in center field, followed by Javi Avalos in the cleanup spot and playing left field. Then Jace Cummins will be the pitcher. He's batting fifth, followed by Adam Vidic at first base, batting sixth. Then Andrew McIntyre, the shortstop, batting seventh. Blake Agger at second base, and Maddox Chapman at third base. So Will Patterson actually, I believe, is in right field. We got on the line of cards submitted to me, 2 third basemen. And hopefully we'll get a correction on that at some point. Find out who's where. Patterson in right, Sylvia the catcher. Gerardo in center. Avalos in left. Cummins the pitcher. Vidic at first, McIntyre at short, Agger at second base, and Chapman will be at third. Face off against Austin Pasma and these Colt 45s. Preston Conklin will be playing shortstop and leading things off. He's batting first, followed by Nicholas Caballero in the two spot. He's at the hot corner playing third base. And then Andrew Mora will be at third playing first, followed by Braden Chirito, the designated hitter. And then Adrian Lopez in right field. And then DJ Parker will be patrolling center. Tyler Jones behind the dish doing the catching for Paz with the starting pitcher. And then Tyler Zanizer in left, and Deegan Paulos at second base. Conklin at short, Caballero at third, Mora at first, Chirito the DH in the cleanup spot, Lopez in right, Parker in center, Jones the catcher, Zanizer in left, and Deegan Paulos at second base. Tonight's game is sponsored by Jade West Magazine. It's a modern magazine for women, rooted in the heart of California and inspired by the Western way of life. The first edition will be released August 1st. You can pre-order it now at jadewestmagazine.com. And you can follow them on Instagram. That's Jade West Magazine. First pitch coming up here soon as the meeting out there at home plate has concluded. And everyone back to their respective dugouts. NBO awaiting shadows covering all of the field here with cloudy skies overhead. 94 degrees at first pitch as we await it here. Colt 45 is rocking the camo tops, white bottoms. And NBO Sacramento, white bottoms, and then white tops with the blue sleeves for the three-quarter sleeve old-school baseball shirts. As the Colt 45s will take the field. Austin Pasma in his last start was back on July 11th versus the Cal State Peloteros last weekend. In a game that the 45s won 18-8. He went four innings and got the win. Eight hits, five runs, three earned, one walk, and eight strikeouts. In that game, the 45s had four errors, and that was the game that Mora, D'Amico Parker, and Lucas Pettingill all had home runs. Andrew Mora's probably the best game of his career so far that we know of, at least. Two grand slams. He was three for four, nine RBIs on the night. As the Colt 45s take the field for this ball club, that's looking to get their 27th win of the year. They've won 12 straight. Now I'll look to Austin Pasma, the 6'6", 210 Clovis, California native out of Fresno City College, who is reeling and dealing, getting loose. Around the horn will be probably third, Conklin at short, Paulus at second, Mora at first, left to right field, Zanizer in left, Parker in center, and in right field will be Lopez for these Colt 45s. As they will win out to beat the 19-game winning streak that they had at the end of 2024 to close out the season. That was my first season calling games here on KTNR, taking over for Austin White, who did a phenomenal job of not only training me, but also calling the games. And Conklin and Paulus up the middle for all three games this weekend. That's been pretty fun to watch as Mark Anthony Carroll not getting the start out of town. Roger Freer will be umpire at first base. He was a home plate umpire on Friday night. And David Trussell will be calling the balls and strikes. And then at third base will be Andrew Bergstrom. So same crew. As we look to get underway here. And Tyler Jones makes a throw down. As the scene has been set here and we look to get underway at Tiger Field, digging in will be the left-hand bat of Will Patterson. We'll see how many left-handed bats are submitted in this lineup as the first pitch comes in here from Pasma. Check swing called, strike one, first pitch in at 7:19. Pasma comes set. Kicks and deals the 0-1, swing and miss for strike two. Blew the heater right by him. And the lefty, Will Patterson, unable to catch up to it. Close stance deep in the box. Here's the 0-2 from Pasma. Waved at! And good morning, good afternoon, and good night. That's the way our ball game begins here at Tiger Field on this Sunday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. Pasma gets the K. I'll be the right-hand batting Noah Sylvia with the socks up high for NBO. First pitch to him on the outside corner. Called strike one. Right-hand batter with an open stance. He's deep in the box. The 0-1 is chopped toward Moore at first, waiting for it, and then carrying back behind him to Paulos, who's going to throw it to Pasma, covering the first base bag in time for the 4-3 putout. Moore had to wait for the hop, got a little bit of a weird hop, staying back on it, and over his glove, and Deegan Paulos backing up the play, had plenty of time to get to it, and then made a strong throw to first where Austin Pasma did a fantastic job of getting over there in time and losing his hat in the process as he made his way over off the pitcher's mound to there in time. Now quickly two away, you're in a scoreless top of the first inning, just getting underway. As a right-hand batting, Colby Gerardo, the center fielder, takes outside for ball one. Now the 1-0 from Pasma, working from the first base side of the rubber, delivers a strike on the outside corner. Evens account at one ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. One and two. Pasma out of the windup with two gone and nobody on. The 1-2 is going to be just a bit inside. Leaning out of the way was the righty Gerardo. Gerardo, rather. Dig back in. Even steps to play with his bat. Pasma comes set, working from that first base side. Kicks and deals. This is way upstairs for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Now Pasma goes for a little walk on the back slope of the mound. Comes back up, gets a sign, comes set, glove at the belt. Kicks and deals. On the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Gone, a-looking. Gerardo thought he had a walk and was walking toward first base as a side. Is retired scoreless after the top of the first inning. With a couple of fives coming up in the bottom half, we celebrate the women who cherish community values, embrace creativity, and find beauty in both tradition and adventure. You can pre-order Jade West Magazine at jadewestmagazine.com, and you can follow them on Instagram. Jade West Magazine, their first magazine, will be released on August 1st.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
The lefty, Jace Cummins, to face off against these Colt 45s. He'll face off against Conklin, Caballero, and Mora here in the top of the first. Bottom of the first, rather, after a scoreless top of the first. as he concludes his warm-up tosses. Cummins for NDO the last couple of nights has found himself at first base. And then he was also, thought he came in as a reliever on Friday night, but he in fact did not. We got a handful of ABs here and there for NBO. And tonight he's even in the lineup in that five spot, but as the pitcher, the last couple of nights, NBO has had their pitcher inserted in the lineup instead of the typical DH. As Conklin will lead things off. He's got a couple of home runs and three in the last couple of weekends, in the last few weekends, rather. Here's the first pitch from the lefty, Jace Cummins. Kicks and deals, misses up and away for ball one to the Colt 45 shortstop. Chapman, McIntyre, Agger, and Vidich around the horn, third to first base, with Sylvia behind the dish, the battery mate of Jace Cummins, the southpaw, working from that third base side. Delivers low for ball two. Left to right field, Avalos, Gerardo, and Patterson. Here's the 2-0 from the lefty. He peers in over the glove. Now out of the windup, kicks and deals. On the outside corner, called strike one. A very slow and melodic pitcher. Not in a hurry by any means. Very smooth. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball, catches the bottom of the zone for strike two. A very slow delivery to the plate. And with a little snap of the wrist behind the back. Now he's going to step off, call time. Conklin readies again with the even stance from the right side. A little bit of a hesitation in his delivery with the ball coming to his back. Kind of withholding it for a second as his breaking ball is chopped with the third baseman. Chapman gloves, throws to first, the stretch at the other end, in time. On the broken back ground ball to the third baseman Chapman, who handled it and flipped to first in time.
That's
Caballero to the plate now, who had that double on Friday night.
Thanks for helping the team, Declan.
As Declan gets some applause from the fans, the bat boy.
Third base is number six, Nicholas Caballero.
A still night here at the ballpark in Reading. No movement with the wind. It's a little bit more humid as well. About 94 degrees at first pitch. There's a pitch to Caballero. It's a breaking ball on the outside corner. With one out and a scoreless bottom of the first inning. There's the 0-1. It's fouled back up and away out of play. And according to the weather app here at Tiger Field, 23% humidity, which not even close to what most people in the country would call humid, but as far as a dry heat in California, that's humid. Now the 0-2 from the lefty Cummins. It's a breaking ball, misses way in on the hands of Caballero, moving out of the way, and it's actually going to graze him, so he'll take first base on the hit-by-pitch. That'll be the first base runner for the 45s, as Andrew Mora will step to the plate. Mora last night started in right and then moved over to left. And then, of course, had a trio of walks, a stolen base and also a single pop out in Cade Looking. Caballero last night was a pinch runner, and then had one at-bat in the eighth inning, ground out to the third baseman. He's on first base now, being held on by Vidich. Here's the 1-0 to Mora. The left-hand batter with the open stance deep in the box. watches a breaking ball miss up and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Out of the stretch is Jace Cummins, the lefty. Moderate lead over there at first as this one's hit toward the center fielder, Gerardo. And playable for him. He'll squeeze it drifting back just a couple of steps. More a line shot to the center fielder for out number two. Just got a little bit on top of it. Now Braden Chirito to the plate, rocking the Black Sox up high to the kneecaps. Left-hand batter. Designated hitter tonight. The runner on first and Caballero being held close by Vidic, about two steps off the bag. This breaking ball misses low and away for ball one. With the runner on, Cummins having to pitch out of the stretch. Now comes set. Kicks and deals the 1-0. Right there on the outside corner. And a very cloudy sky up above the ballpark and all around. So no sun sinking below the tree line here on this third base side. So no shadows creeping across the field. It's just completely shadows as Caballero goes through, taking up high, throw down to second base is not going to be in time. Caballero with the stolen base shows off the wheels, gets into scoring position for Chirito, who now has a 2-1 count. That pitch was taken up and away. Caballero with a clean jump. And with the lefty, Cummins knew he had to deliver it up and away to give the catcher Sylvia a chance to throw out Caballero. Now this breaking ball on the outside corner about belt high for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. With two outs and the runner on second, here in a scoreless bottom of the first, Cummins checks the runner at second, kicks, deals. Breaking ball waved at by Chirito way on front, and he goes down on strikes to end things here in the first. We're scoreless after one complete. 45 is threatened, but they fail to score after one complete. It's a goose egg apiece. Tonight's game is sponsored by Jade West Magazine. From Western fashion, home decor, and home-style recipes to travel, entrepreneurship, ranch life, and inspiring stories from remarkable women across the West, Jade West is a place where rustic charm meets modern living. Jade West Magazine will be available August 1st. You can pre-order it now at jadewestmagazine.com or follow them on Instagram. That's Jade West Magazine.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premier issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Avalos, Cummins, and Vidic do up to face off against Austin Pasma, who winds and deals to the righty. Misses low for ball one. Javi Avalos was a reliever last night and the night before. Went 3 2/3 last night, gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 2 walks, and struck out 4 as he chops this one back toward Pasma, toward the first base out of the mound, and will walk toward first underhand flip, but the ball was called foul, I believe, as they throw it around the infield. Now the umpires are going to come together in a confabulation and talk things over. Javi Avalos, based on the body language, saying that it was foul, and he's ready to dig back into the right-hand batter's box. He's virtually standing in it. He's right on the perimeter of it. Even had a chat with Tyler Jones. Now the fabulation concluded, and we'll get back underway. It was, in fact, foul. So one ball and one strike on Avalos, with nobody out here in the top of the second inning of a scoreless ball game. The outfield playing straight up. Infield shifted a few steps to pull. The 1-1 waved at for strike two. Andrew Mora, the first baseman, shifted about five steps farther towards second base. He's about a quarter of the way playing a couple steps back of the bag. The 1-2, swing, and a miss. Avalos down on strikes. Can't catch up to the heater. That is out number one, as Jace Cummins will step to the plate. The pitcher tonight for NBO. Left-hand batter.
Pitcher number 20.
That wide-open stance. Pitch from Pasma, misses low for ball one. Cummins last night, grounded out, was hit by a pitch, singled, lined out, and keyed looking in his five trips to the plate. Here's the 1-0. Misses low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. And the 2-0. Misses low again for ball three. Pasma peers in it. Jones sets up low and in. The 3-0 on the inner half called strike one. Toss the off-speed in there. Now the 3-1 on the inner half again for strike two. Three balls and two strikes. Now the payoff. The answer is no, and Cummins able to hold up on the check swing, and he'll take first base on the free pass as he walks to first base. Adam Vidich, the first baseman to the plate. Now a courtesy runner will enter for NBO. It's going to be the 10 of Jacob Toms, the courtesy runner. Or Cummins, who drew the walk. First pitch to the left-hand batting Vidich. This is low for ball one. Vidich with the sock to the pot in that left-hand batter's box. One of three lefties so far to face off against the righty Pasma. Pasma kicks and deals a 1-0. Off the plate, up and away. 45s out of the left side of the infield, shifted up the middle. Caballero playing a little bit in at third, a couple steps back of the third base bag. Shortstop Conklin shaded towards second base, and this one misses wide for ball three. With one out, the 45s looking for a double play. They have Mora holding on the runner at first, which is Jacob Toms, the courtesy runner. Huge lead over there by Toms. Now this one taken on the outside corner for a called strike one. Three balls and one strike with one out here in a scoreless top of the second. The 3-1 delivery from Pasma. It's fouled back to the screen. This count moves to three balls and two strikes for the second straight batter. Pasma will go for a little saunter. It's Caballero. Plays the carom from that foul ball back to the screen in foul territory and toss back toward the dugout. Three balls and two strikes. Move back to first is not in time. Trying to catch Toms, the courtesy runner, napping. Not nearly in enough time. Diving back with the right hand. Now the payoff from Pasma is popped up out of play, foul down on the left field side. And we'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. If there's two outs, if there was two outs, rather, Toms would be able to break. But unfortunately for NBO, the payoff, chopped toward the second baseman, Paulos, charges, kicks around the field of his glove, gathers now, flips to first, in time for the 4-3 putout. Rolled up the heel of his glove, couldn't quite cleanly handle the hop. Rattled around, but he was able to recover quickly and toss it to first in time for the second out. Now Andrew McIntyre to the plate, the shortstop for NBO. Right-hand batter. With the runner on second. Conklin, the shortstop, shaded towards second base just to keep him close. First pitch from Pasma, misses low and away for ball one. An even stance for the righty, just ever so slightly open. Here's the 1-0. Fouled up and away, out of play. Back toward the parking lot over home plate. McIntyre slapped at second base. He walked, singled, was hit by a pitch. And then on Friday night, doubled and flew out. Also got the start at second base. At third base, rather. Correction. Three and a six did Cade swinging and then kicked it a couple of more times. 2 balls and 1 strike now after this pitch misses for a ball. Two and one. Pasma leaning in. Now comes set. Kicks and he'll roll and throw back to second base and they're going to pick off the runner at second base. And McIntyre will get a new set of downs after Toms is picked off on the 1-6 put out, and the side is retired. Today's game is sponsored by Jade West Magazine, a modern women's magazine rooted in the heart of California and inspired by the Western way of life. The first edition will be released August 1st. Pre-order now at jadewestmagazine.com and follow them on Instagram. That's Jade West Magazine.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Adrian Lopez to lead things off here in the bottom of the second. He had a homer last night in the eighth inning. It was a three-run shot that scored Zanizer and Nolan Bentley, the courtesy runner, for Rowan Brown's single. working at 1-0 count now. Breaking ball misses low and in for ball two. Two balls and no strikes here in the bottom of the second inning. Scoreless ball game. Here's a 2-0. It's chopped back toward the pitcher, third base side. Gloves throws the first, a stretch of the other end by Vidic in time.
Right,
for the 1-3 put out. And that is out number one, as DJ Parker will step up to the plate. Parker last night walked, grounded out, struck out, walked, and then was relieved of his duties in center field, and Tyler Zanizer came into the game. Breaking ball drops in there, called strike one. Beautiful bender from the lefty. Now the 0-1 from the lefty. It's a line shot the other way into right field for a base hit. Parker seeing the curveball all the way and gets a clean base hit.
Parker slaps one on the right field.
And we'll bring up Tyler Jones, the catcher, right-hand batter, getting his first look at NBO Sacramento this weekend. Tyler Jones, a high school senior, 6'185", out of Redding, California, headed to Feather River this fall under the guise of Drew Bumgartner, who is the first base coach for the 45s. Pickoff attempt on over to first is not in time. Diving back to the backside of the first base bag is DJ Parker. On the pitch, misses up and in. One ball and no strikes with one out. Parker at first base. NBO Sacramento shifted to pull on the righty Jones and looking for that double play on the infield. Move back to first is not in time. Back standing up is Parker. And with his speed, you know he'll be in motion if he has any sort of inkling as to how slow the delivery home will be or picking a good pitch to go on. And a huge jump. Pitch taken way upstairs, and Parker will take second base without a throw. Got a huge jump on the pitcher Cummins, and he was about halfway to second base before Cummins was even getting that front foot down to deliver toward home rather than toward first base. Now the infield shifted back. The second baseman, Agger, keeping Parker close. The 2-0 bounced in the dirt, snared by Sylvia gliding to his left. Holds on to it, keeps it in front of him. The count moves to three balls and no strikes on Jones. Now the 3-0. Parker breaking for third. This one's grounded toward the third baseman, moving to his left, glides, throws the first high. Vidic comes down with it, and not in time. Tyler Jones with the hard 90. Parker stays at third base. And the catcher's proven the fact that he can run as Tyler Zanizer, the right-hand batter, will step up to the plate now. Patrolling left field tonight as Jones will get a courtesy runner in Jaden Andrade. The Honolulu, Hawaii native. Sophomore headed to Feather River College. One of about eight players or so. Todd Conroy is going to come out and talk things over with the first base umpire who made the call. That's Roger Freer, who was the home plate umpire in Friday night's contest. He's going to now talk things over with the third base umpire and home plate umpire, Andrew Bergstrom and David Trussell, as the trio comes together to have a little conference. This is a case where the home plate umpire can turn over the call because the call was made by one of the field umpires. So now they'll conclude things and see what the call is. And the call is safe at first. So Jaden Andrade, the courtesy runner, will stay there, first base, with DJ Parker at third. And you have to anticipate the double steal try here for the 45s, just to scratch an easy run across. A little bit of wind moving those flags around in center field to the right of the 406 sign. And straightaway center where the batter's eye is. 358 up the left center alley, 370 to the right center alley, 310 down the right field line, and 320 down the left field line. First pitch to Zanizer is a off-speed in at the knees on the inner half, a called strike one. Out of the stretch is the lefty Cummins. So he comes set from that third base side. Kicks and deals to Zanizer. It's chopped toward the third baseman on the backhand. Gloves. Can't go to second. He's going to throw to first, and it's high to Vittich. Goes into foul territory and out of play, and both runners will be granted an extra 90 feet. So Parker comes in to score. The throw from Chapman to Vittich, third base to first base, was a little bit too high for Vittich. And the third baseman, Chapman, with not the strongest arm over there, but he can put a little bit on it. It's just a little bit of a hesitation in his throw over. So Zanizer reaches on the E5 and then gets granted second base with it. Still with only one out here in the bottom of the second for Deegan Paulos. And what is now a 1-0 ball game. Paulos, right-hand batter, an open stance. Misses low and in. Andrade at third, Zanizer at second. They were granted the extra 90 feet for the ball going out of play. There's the 1-0. Misses low and in for ball two. The lights are on here at Dagger Field, but a ways away from taking full effect. A little bit earlier than typical with the cloud cover overhead on what has dropped down to about a 94-degree night. There's a 2-0 showing bunt, and Paulos is going to wear it on the thigh, tossing the bat in frustration back toward the on-deck circle, and that will load the bases. So Paulos, a hit batter. So Andrade stays at third, Zanizer at second, and Paulos is at first for the top of the order in Preston Conklin. But you would love to see just hit a grand slam here. We had one last night. We had a couple last weekend from Andrew Mora. These bats have heated up toward the end of the year here. Breaking ball catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Slightly open stance for the righty. Corners play in, even with the bags. The runners take their leads. The 0-2. Is hit in the air toward left center field. Left fielder Avalos giving chase, looking up to the wall, and it's gone. Preston Conklin with the grand slam hits it out onto the streets. It's now 5-0. The 45s lead it. Keep those bats hot, and it's been Andrew Mora and Preston Conklin these last couple of weekends. Just hitting them out onto the street. And quickly, the 45s jump out to a 5-0 lead here in the home half of the second. And with that, a lucky fan wins $100. Nicholas Caballero to the plate now. With a tough act to follow. That's what happens when you face off against a pitcher who throws a lot of breaking balls, such as Jace Cummins here. A lot of breaking balls, and when you see those multiple times where they hang out over the plate, this one's fouled way out of play down the first base side by Caballero. When you see it a couple times and it's no longer a strikeout pitch, it's just trying to get it in there for a called strike. That has been his best pitch tonight so far. But if you hang it out over the middle of the plate, all of a sudden, your batter's taking a trip around the bases. Caballero lays off this one low and in to even the count up at 1-1 strike. Now the 1-1 chopped toward the second baseman on the backhand, jumping for it. Now Strong throw to first is going to be high all the way off the dugout where it's corralled by the catcher, Sylvia.
Good backup by catcher, Sylvia.
Calvero safe at first on the E6. The shortstop, McIntyre, moving to his right in the 5-6 hole, had to jump to handle the hop that skipped off the infield dirt a little bit weird. Grabbed it on the backhand and then made a strong throw to first, but it was just way too high for Vidic. As Andrew Mora will step to the plate. That's the second error in this ball game. See if Mora will go deep here. It's the first pitch to him. Breaking ball is going to go behind him as he moved out of the way. Andrew Mora with 5 bombs on the year. Believe he might be tied for the team lead with Preston Conklin. Here's the 1-0. Foul tipped. Goes back to the screen. 1-1. Andrew Mora, 6'4", 195 out of Lemoore, California and Reedley College. A sophomore with some man strength from that left side. Able to just nice little smooth swing and dish it out over the wall. Move back to first, not in time. Back standing up is Caballero. One ball and one strike to Moro. Digs back in. Lefty with a wide open stance. It's Cummins out of the stretch. Deals the 1-1. Pitch taken outside as Caballero goes for second, and he'll be in there safely. The throw offline and on a hop by Sylvia. Caballero takes away the double play. That was taken on the outside corner right at the knees for a called strike two. So 1-2 here in the bottom of the second of a 5-0 ball game. Now the 1-2. Misses way low and away for ball two. It was a breaking ball that was just not quite thrown hard enough to get in the zone. Mora had a homer on Friday night. As did Mr. Conklin. Here's the 2-2 to Andrew Mora. Misses low for ball three. Be cool to see him do it again twice in one weekend, both having a homer in the same game. 3-2 as Cummins peers in. From the third base side of the rubber comes set. Checks the runner back. Now kicks and deals the payoff. Is hit up and away out of play. And we'll do it again at 3-2. With a new baseball, Cummins climbs back up the hill. Now comes set. The runner at second. And one out, the payoff. Leaning out of the way is Mora. He'll take first base. That is ball four. And now the 9th batter of the inning in Braden Chirito to the plate. And what should have been a quick inning for Cummins, it's started to just drag on a little bit for him here, unfortunately, and it's been errors that have cost him. Runners at first and second, the infield playing behind them. Cummins kicks and deals, low and away. Ball one for the left-hand batter who struck out swinging his first time up. A look back at second base with Caballero dancing off the bag being kept close by McIntyre, the shortstop. The 1-0 kicks away from the catcher as it's way wide. Was going to throw back to first and backpick Mora, but Mora back in standing up with those long legs that he has with that 6'4" frame, able to get there in about two steps.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
You're on KCNR Shasta Redding. 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com. Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us. With David Wiley engineering things for us back in the studio. The 2-0 misses low for ball three with runners on first and second. We're in a 5-0 ball game, the ninth batter of the inning for the 45s. Jace Cummins of NBO Sacramento trying to get out of the jam. The 3-0 delivery. Off the plate outside. Just misses, and that will load the bases. Chirita will take first base, and the catcher, Sylvia, will go out and talk things over with his pitcher. Now 10 to send to the plate as everyone else moves up 90 feet. A second walk issued in the inning. And Adrian Lopez to the plate. This meeting on the mound by all of NBO Sacramento.
Bueller.
He's sick.
As it just continues out there, they're all talking things over with their manager, Todd Conroy, as well. Now broken up by the home plate umpire, David Trussell. So they look to get back underway. Adrian Lopez, who grounded out back to the pitcher his first time up. That was to lead off this inning. So he was the first out of this inning and the only out of this inning so far.
Now batting. This is loaded. Right fielder, number 29, Adrian Lopez.
Right-hand batter with an open stance. And the base is loaded for the second time this inning. First pitch hit in the air toward left center. Center fielder Gerardo giving chase, looking up right to the wall. It's going to be off the wall. Kicks around the warning track, gathered there. Rounding second is Lopez. He'll hold there with a 3-RBI double, and he has blown this game wide open, 8-0. Adrian Lopez delivers here, gets 3 RBIs right off the rip with the extra base hit. Caballero, Mora, and Chirito behind him, all coming around to score as DJ Parker to the plate now. So first pitch from Cummins. Misses low, bounce in there, blocked by the catcher who will keep it in front of him and look Chirito back to, or Lopez rather, back to second base. The 11th batter of the inning now here in the second. Now Parker calls time, steps out. Everyone back. Infield shifted to pull on Parker. Huge hole on the right side between the first and second baseman. The 1-0, this is low for ball two. No activity out in the NBO bullpen. They have exhausted their pitching staff the prior 2 days. Now the 2-0 from Cummins with Tyler Jones, the catcher, on deck. Still with only one out. Breaking ball, misses up and away. Three balls and no strikes on DJ Parker, who singled his first time up and then stole second, came around to score. Again, that was earlier this inning. Cummins kicks and deals after checking the runner. The 3-0 misses upstairs for ball four. Parker works a walk. That does put the double play back in order.
but it is the third walk issued this inning. Now Todd Conroy back out to the mound. He's going to gather in the whole infield again. The second meeting on the mound this inning, and he's going to call on, I believe, his right fielder, Patterson, to come into this game and relieve Chase Cummins of his duties. It goes an inning and a third plus, and he is responsible for the runners on first and second. So, two inherited runners as the new reliever will come on and relieve tonight's game, sponsored by Jade West Magazine. You can pre-order their first edition set to release August 1st at jadewestmagazine.com. We'll be right back here after this. It's going to be Patterson, Will Patterson from right, coming in to relieve Jace Cummins. He'll face off against Tyler Jones when we return after this break.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Patterson goes an inning and a third. Faces 15 batters. And a very short-lived outing for him as he got the baseball tonight from Todd Conroy. 5 hits, 8 runs, 7 earned, 3 walks, and 1 strikeout. And the runners on first and second currently are his responsibility. He'll face off against Tyler Jones here, who singled his first time up. That was against Cummins. During this ever-long second inning, the 12th batter of the innings, the 45s have batted around here. They've put 8 on the board so far. They scored 20 runs last night. They've scored a total of 33 here in 2 days. Quick move by the lefty back toward first, a whirl and a bluff. And gets the runner on second, Adrian Lopez, back in there. Another lefty in Patterson, who misses way up and away for ball one. Will Patterson for NBO, a little bit of a smaller frame, but about 5'9", 5'8". At 160. Here's the 1-0. Misses upstairs for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. And the 2-0 on the inner half, right at the belt, called strike one. 2 balls and 1 strike. Parker from first and Lopez from second. Peering in is Patterson to his catcher, Sylvia. The 2-1. This is up high again for ball three. 3 balls and 1 strike. Three walks so far for the 45s tonight, and then 2 hit batsmen As this one is taken out of the zone for ball four, that will load the bases as Lopez and Parker move up 90 feet. As Tyler Zanizer will step to the plate. Tyler Zanizer had that inside the park home run on Friday. Last night was a courtesy runner and then entered in center field later in the ball game. He K'd and was hit by a pitch. First pitch to him, misses up and away for ball one. Here's the 1-0. Misses low, and it's going to plunk Zanizer. He's doing a little happy feet dance trying to get out of the way, and that will score a run as Lopez trots in to score. Parker shifts to third, and Andrade, the courtesy runner, goes to second. Zanizer takes first base on the hit-by-pitch, and Deacon Paulos to the plate now. That was actually that's Blankenship out there at second base for the 45s. Now Deacon Paulos digs in, right-hand batter. This is up high for ball one. Here's a 1-0. On the inside corner, to even the count up at one ball and one strike. And the 1-1. It's a line shot down the left field line, fair by about an inch. Parker will come in to score. Back behind him is Blankenship, and he'll come in to score. And it's a 2-RBI double for Deegan Paulos. Zanizer holds it third. The top of the order is due up yet again for the 45s here in the third as they have poured it on. It's 11-0. They've put all 11 runs on the board here in this frame. Preston Conklin to the plate, who had that grand slam earlier this inning. Here's the first pitch to him. It's fouled at the plate. For strike one.
Well, that's fast enough for the SC.
I take that back. It's squibbed back toward fair territory. So Conklin actually out on the play. It was picked up by the catcher and tossed to first. And as Chad Johnson, the PA announcer, said, not something you see every day, and that would be a very large understatement. So on the 2-3, Conklin out for out number two as Caballero takes ball one. Now the 1-0 with runners at second and third. Waved at, low and in for ball, for strike one rather, to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Checking the runner at second, now kicks and deals the 1-1. Misses low and away. The catcher, Noah Sylvia, gliding to his right to keep it in front of him. Protecting that five hole. More on deck should the line keep moving. Here in the bottom of the second inning, it's an 11-0 ball game. 45s have blown the doors clean off the barn. Here is a breaking ball inside corner for strike two. Two balls and two strikes now on Caballero. In on the hands, drops it in the zone. A beautiful breaking ball from Will Patterson, the reliever who came in from right field. Now the 2-2 from the lefty Patterson. It's hit in the air toward left on a line shot, giving chase is Avalos. It's going to go off the wall, trotting the score is Anheuser. Behind him is Paulos, and with a long 2-RBI single is Nicholas Caballero. Turned on that pitch, drove it to the wall. He gets the long RBI single as Andrew Mora will step up to the plate now. Zanizer into score with Paulos behind him. And it is yet another hit for the 45s. Mora swings and misses the high cheese for strike one. 13 runs on 7 hits and no errors for the 45s. No runs on no hits and one error for NBO. Here in the bottom of the second, the 0-1 misses low. Of those 13 runs, 10 have been charged to Jace Cummins. Now 1-2 after this one's fouled off. As what is the 17th batter of the inning now. The 1-2 is hit in the air toward right center. It's hit a ton. The center fielder, Gerardo, drifting back, will squeeze it up the alley, chasing down that baseball, and the side is finally retired. The Colt 45s, 13 runs on 7 hits in the inning. They leave one stranded aboard. Here at the end of 2 complete, it's 13-0. The 45s lead at tonight's game, sponsored by Jade West Magazine, a modern women's magazine rooted in the heart of California and inspired by the Western way of life. The first edition will be released August 1st. You can pre-order it now at jadewestmagazine.com. And you can follow them on Instagram, Jade West Magazine.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premier issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm ready.
Drew McIntyre, two up now with a fresh set of downs. He takes a called strike one. On the outside corner, Austin Pasma now pitching very comfortably. He has a 13-run lead. There's the 0-1. Is chopped toward the first baseman, Mora, and on the grass will gather it and take it to first in time. Had to wait for the slow roller as he charged in just barely on it and then quickly took it to first base on the 3 unassisted. That is out number one as Blake Agger to the plate, the second baseman for NBO. There's the first pitch from Pasma's shot toward the first base dugout and in and out of the dugout. Some activity out in the NBO Sacramento bullpen. It's a righty up. For NBO. This one on the outside corner. Looks like the sixth of Fulby Gerardo, who was in center field, way down for strike three. Down on strikes goes Agger. I will bring up Maddox Chapman. So Colby Gerardo loosening on the pin. First pitch to the righty with two outs and nobody on the outside corner, a called strike one. NBO Sacramento last year when they came to town on the 0-1 is chopped toward the shortstop. Conklin charging toward second base, bobbled, regloved, throws to first, and in time for the 6-3. Bobbled it as he charged, held on to it, stayed through it, and it was in time for the 6-3 putout, and the side is efficiently retired by Austin Pasma. Tonight's game is sponsored by Jade West Magazine. We celebrate the women who cherish country values, embrace creativity, and find beauty in both tradition and your pre-order now at jadewestmagazine.com. The first edition will be out on August 1st. That's jadewestmagazine.com.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Patterson's first full inning of relief here. We'll face off against Chirito, Lopez, and Parker. In this 13-0 bottom of the third, goose eggs on the top half of the scoreboard out there in left center. NBO Sacramento rendered scoreless so far. Hope 45's 13 runs on 7 hits and no errors. And those all came in the previous inning, the second inning in which they sent 17 batters to the plate. Now in the home half of the third, Chirito to the plate. As the home plate umpire has words with both Bob Anderson and Todd Conroy. Not sure what about. Unfortunately, no mic'd up MLB umpire hot mic gear here. We'll see if we discover what it was. The first pitch of the lefty Chirito misses way above his head, ducking out of the way. Goes all the way to the backstop for ball one. One ball and no strikes out of the windup is Patterson. Misses low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Patterson winds and deals. Breaking ball off the plate outside. Four ball three. Three and oh. This one's bounced in there in a four-pitch walk issue to Chirito. And that's the way this third inning begins. It is the sixth walk issue to the 45s. As the Bat Boy Declan is going to go out and grab some gear. Now Todd Conroy is going to go out to the mound. And I believe he's going to take the baseball from Patterson. We'll see. Say, conversating, they're going to pull in the center fielder, Gerardo, I believe, to pitch. And a handful of defensive shifts going around. As the five of Patterson will shift back out to right field, I believe. Taking over for... not sure who. There'll be a new reliever on for NBO Sacramento after the leadoff walk issued. And we will cut to break here on KCNR. We'll be back in just a few moments for the NBO reliever to face off against Adrian Lopez when we return after this.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
The new reliever and Colby Gerardo to face off against Lopez. In right field is Vidic. So he's now in the game. Adrian Lopez, right-hand batter with the open stance and the runner on first. Here's the first pitch. Hit foul out of play over the plate. Back behind the plate, rather. And the new first baseman is Cummins. As this one ducking out of the way is Lopez for strike, for ball one, to even the count up at one ball and one strike. So Vidic in right, Cummins at first, and then in center field is Patterson. Now the 1-1 delivery from the righty is fouled off the mask of the catcher, Sylvia. Strike two. 1 ball and 2 strikes. To the slew of subs here in this bottom of the third inning. The 1-2 delivery is a breaking ball fouled back to the screen. And the count holds at 1-2. Lopez waves the wood. And the 1-2 delivery with NBO at double play depth. It's a breaking ball. Hit foul down the first base side. This count remains 1-2, and the battle continues. In the game that the Colt 45s have completely blown wide open, that was back in the second, the previous inning, 13-0 through 2.5 complete. We are here in the home half of the third. A 1-2 count on the right-hand batting Adrian Lopez, the Puerto Rico native, with the runner on first. The 1-2 is a ground ball toward the shortstop, waiting for it. Flip to second for one. The relay to first is dug out at the other end, not in time. Lopez safe at first. The 6-4 putout erases Chirito, but Lopez reaches on the fielder's choice. McIntyre to Agger. The shortstop to second base was not in time. As DJ Parker will step to the plate. He has singled and walked tonight. Both of those were against Patterson. So first pitch to Parker is popped up. Shallow right field. Now drifting on the infield, actually, is the first baseman Cummins, who squeezes it for out number two. Looked like it was going to be shallow right field, and then with all that spin on it, drifted back up over the infield and able to get to it easily was the first baseman Cummins. Tyler Jones of the plate, he's singled and walked. This is the third different pitcher he's faced tonight. Breaking ball to him, drops on the inside corner right at the knees. A called strike one. And the 0-1 delivery from the righty working from the third base side drops another curveball in there for strike two. Thing of beauty. Backdoor breaking ball dropping in on that inner half right at the knees. Runner on first being held on by Cummins. The 0-2 misses low in the dirt, smothered by Sylvia. Count moves to 1-2. Now the 1-2 delivery is... delivers a 1-2 fouled up and away out of play. Colby Girardo. Ready's again with new baseball. Kicks and deals the 1-2. Breaking ball is a line shot on a hop toward the third baseman. Karam's up above him and into shallow left field for a base hit. Up with the ball is a shortstop. Zips a throw to third with the runner going in, and it's going to bounce around the boards on this near side. Carry him to the catcher. And moving up to second is Tyler Jones. So Chapman on the backhand, kicked up off the heel. Actually, McIntyre has moved over to third base. He started the game at shortstop. McIntyre on the backhand here in the third. Went off the heel of his glove on the one-hopper. Now Zanizer to the plate, second and third with two outs. Blankenship, the courtesy runner. One and oh after the first pitch misses. Now out of the windup. The 1-0 delivery is a line shot, and beyond the leaping grab of Blake Agger, who shifted over to shortstop, in to score is Lopez, and then back behind him, Blankenship, and it is now 15-0 as Zanizer gets the RBI single. So 45s are just pouring it on here. Now Deegan Paulus to the plate, who has been hit by a pitch and doubled. So the runner at the shortstop now, rather, is Agger. Not sure who's in the game at second. We'll get that to you eventually. Now the 0-1 to Paulos. It's a breaking ball on the outside corner for a called strike two. Just caught the corner. Now the 0-2 delivery is just a bit inside. 1-2, the count moves. Top of the order in Preston Conklin on deck. The 1-2 delivery upstairs. Two balls and two strikes as the lights have taken full effect here at Tiger Field. In the home half of the third, a 15-0 ball game. Here's the 2-2 delivery. It's a breaking ball, misses low. That will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Now the payoff. The infield playing behind the runner at first in Zanizer. Payoff. Misses low. Catches the bottom of the zone, actually, and rung up on strikes is Paulos, and the side is retired. The 45s score two. They leave one. After three complete, it's 15-0. They lead NBO Sacramento. We celebrate the women who cherish country values, embrace creativity, and find beauty in both tradition and adventure. You can pre-order Jade West Magazine now when it releases August 1st. That's Jade West Magazine. You can pre-order it at jadewestmagazine.com.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premier issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Colt 45's baseball coming to you Sunday night under the lights at Tiger Field in downtown Reading. Jacob Lindgold on in relief. His last appearance was against the Chico Nuts back on July 5th. And which relieved Aaron Behan, who got the win in that contest. Two innings, one hit, no runs, walked one, and struck out five in that endeavor. It was a 15-0 contest that the 45s won. That was the game in which Preston Conklin homered on his birthday. The first pitch in on the hands of the top of the order in Will Patterson, and he will take first base as it bounces off of his hand. Not the way you want to open up the fourth inning. Hasman went three innings, no hits, no runs, walked one, and struck out four. He threw 38 pitches. Jacob Lindell, sophomore lefty, 6'3", 205, out of Redding, California, and Shasta College, under the guise of Coach Brad Rupert, and then the pitching coach, Eric Winchester, out there, who's the pitching coach here for the Colt 45s, and a fellow Simpson alum, as is myself. Eric Winchester, a fellow Red Hawk, sat in a couple of classes with him and then also watched him set the strikeout record with the Simpson University Red Hawks. The 0-1 is fouled off the screen on the first base side to Noah Sylvia, the catcher for NBO Sacramento. Right-hand batter with the Sox up high, now working an 0-2 count. Lindell, the lefty, kicks and deals. Misses wide. One ball and two strikes. Swing and a miss. The 1-2 down on strikes goes Sylvia. They'll bring up Colby Gerardo. Eric Winchester in a few leading categories. 5 wins in a year. That was in 2023. 94 strikeouts in both 2022 and 2023. And then also 82 in 2024. So 3 straight years he found himself within the top 5 all time of strikeouts in a year for Simpson University. He had a total of 11 wins in his career with Simpson, which is in fact the record. And his career from 22 to 24. The 1-0 misses wide in and out of the glove of Jones. He's going to go corral it back behind the dish, and taking second base is Will Patterson on the wild pitch. Colby Gerardo, now the pitcher for NBO, started the game in center field. And in his career with Simpson, Eric Winchester, 270 strikeouts in 3 years. And that is the record at the local university. Winchester, Hearn, Coggins, Pillier, and Caparelli are your top 5. 270, 255, 185, 129, and 124. There's the 3-0 on the inside corner. Called strike 1. 3 balls and 1 strike. Gerardo thought he had first base. Now the 3-1 delivery is fouled off the screen for strike 2. Just to stay on that Eric Winchester tangent. Average K per 9 inning. All 3 years he was with the team. Averaged 12. 2 of those years, and then 11 plus one of those years. Now the payoff swing. Down on strikes goes Gerardo. Lindell rallies back in the count and gets the punch out. And that will bring up Javi Avalos, right-hand batter for NBO. Eric Winchester set the record as well for most Ks per 9 innings in his career with Simpson, with 12.07 on average per 9 innings. A 1-0 count on the right-hand batting Avalos. So 1-0 fouled back to the screen to even the count up at 1 ball and 1 strike. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss for strike 2. Blew the heater by him. Now the 1-2 delivery as he checks the runner at second with 2 outs. Misses low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the 2-2 delivery from Lindell. Misses upstairs for ball 3. 3 balls and 2 strikes. And I just got word from Patty Bassetti, who, much like Rick, just roving around, running the operations here at Tiger Field, trying to make sure everyone's having a great time here at this ball game, doing everything they can to keep it all complete. The 3-2 swung on and missed. Lindell came to the top. And stranded at second base is Patterson as NBO threatens, but they fail to score. Through 3.5 complete, it's 15-0. The 45s lead it. Tonight's game is sponsored by Jade West Magazine. From Western fashion, home decor, and homestyle recipes to travel, entrepreneurship, ranch life, and inspiring stories from remarkable women across the West, Jade West is a place where rustic charm meets modern living. Their premier magazine is dropping August 1st. You can pre-order it now at jadewestmagazine.com.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premier issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Well, before Wendell came to the side, I was talking about how Patty and Rick Bassetti do a fantastic job here for the fan experience and making sure everyone has an enjoyable time here at the old ballpark in Reading. And I got word from her that they are going to cut this game to 7 innings. And full extent as to why that is the case, I would assume it has something to do with NBO pitching or lack thereof. As it were, just not have enough arms here for this ball club, and it's a very young ball club, you can just tell. No balls and one strike on Conklin as he takes a cut and miss. Now the 0-1 misses low. So the weekend series may come to a close in a more odd way. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Breaking ball dropped into the inside corner right at the knees. A called strike two. 1 ball and 2 strikes. So 1-2 to Conklin. Waved that ball in the dirt. Picked by Sylvia. And that is out number one. Down on strikes goes Conklin. For the 45s, too, they have 15 runs on 9 hits and no errors. As this one's hit in the air toward the center fielder, he's going to have to play it on a hop, and Caballero, with a hard piece of hitting, catches me off guard, gets a clean base hit. I'll bring up Andrew Mora. Left-hand batting Mora. With the runner on first in Caballero. The first pitch from the righty Girardo in there for a called strike one. The bottom of the zone right at the knees on the left hand hitting Mora. Now the 0-1 delivery from the righty with the runner on first as Chott's back toward the pitcher. Leaping for it, can't get it. It's going to go toward the second baseman who barehands it, throws to first, not in time, and everybody's going to be safe. And if that ground ball is not indicative of what has gone on tonight for NBO Sacramento, somehow escaped the clutches of two NBO Sacramento players as both 45s will be safe at first and second base. Mora with the infield single. Now we'll bring up Blankenship, who's going to pinch hit for Chirito. You're in this DH spot. First pitch misses wide for ball one.
Designated hitter, number 30, Bradley Blankenship.
Bradley Blankenship, who was a courtesy runner for Jones. Now, this 1-0 misses low and away and goes all the way to the backstop. Both runners will move up 90 feet on the wild pitch. So runners at second and third with one out, no double play in order. Out of the windup, here's the 2-0. Breaking ball, and that's going to go off of Blankenship. And that will load the bases. Now, Adrian Lopez to the plate. So home plate umpire David Trussell has a word with the pitcher Gerardo. Adrian Lopez had that grand slam last night. If he puts one out over the wall here, be another grand slam. First pitch taken right down Broadway for a called strike one. He had 7 RBIs last night in that 20-1 contest. Here's the 0-1. Swing. A foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Sylvia, for strike two. You can tell Lopez wants it. Just looked like he's trying to tattoo that baseball. Now the 0-2 from the righty. Up and away, check, swing, and did not even close to go around. And the 1-2 misses just a bit inside. One ball and two strikes with one out, and the base is loaded here in a 15-0, bottom of the fourth. 1-2, waving that in the dirt. Tag applaud, and down on strikes goes Lopez for out number two. Now DJ Parker to the plate, who's singled, walked, and popped out tonight. DJ Parker. First pitch swinging, fouls it up and away out of play on the first base side. No balls and one strike to DJ Parker. The 0-1 delivery from Gerardo is a line shot up the middle and through for a base hit. Up with the ball is Patterson. Bobbled momentarily now, pucks it back in. Coming around to score behind Caballero is Mora, and it's now 17-0. Blankenship holds at second base. DJ Parker with a hard hit RBI knock. And that will bring up Tyler Jones. Face off against Colby Gerardo here in the home half of the fourth.
Pitcher number 9, Tyler Jones.
We are now on the back half of our ball game with this being a 7-inning endeavor. Ball strike one on Jones. Righty with an even stance, very widespread stance. Runners at first and second. Here's the 0-1 with two outs. It is chopped foul. Bob Anderson moving to his left, couldn't quite corral it. Sitting on the bucket trying to make a barehanded play. Just a bit out of his reach. So no balls and two strikes on Jones. Here's the 0-2. On the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called, and striking out the side is Colby Girardo, the 45 strand two, but they get two in the process. After four complete, it is 17-0. The 45s lead it. Tonight's game is sponsored by Jade West Magazine, a modern women's magazine rooted in the heart of California. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply drawn to the spirit of the West, our mission is to create a community that honors authenticity, connection, and the timeless lifestyle we love. Fashion, decor, recipes, travel, entrepreneurship, ranch life, and inspiring stories from remarkable women across the West. Jade West Magazine is a place where rustic charm meets modern living. You can pre-order their August 1st premiere magazine at jadewestmagazine.com, and you can follow them on Instagram. That's Jade West Magazine.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
It will be abbreviated baseball tonight as we are here in the top of the fifth inning, and we'll go all the way until seven complete here at Tiger Field. The Albuquerque, New Mexico native out of Eastern Oregon University on in relief. It's the 22 of Nolan Bentley, right-hand relieving junior, 6'2", 160 out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Couple of runs scored in the bottom of the fourth to tack on some more insurance for the 45s as we are here in the visiting half of the fifth inning. Asma Lindell and now Bentley facing off against NBO Sacramento. First pitch misses for ball one. Lindell on 17 pitches the previous inning, struck out the side. Now Bentley on in relief with that funky delivery from the middle part of the rubber. A little bit of a sidewinding delivery, but a 40-degree arm slot. Two balls and no strikes on Jace Cummins, the left-hand hitting first baseman now. He was the pitcher. So this one misses for ball three from Bentley. Seven total strikeouts from Colt 45 pitching tonight. Here's the 3-0 delivery from Bentley with the infield shifted back. Right there at the knees, a called strike one. Center fielder Parker, couple of steps toward left. There's a 3-1 delivery from the New Mexico native. Misses up and in for ball four. As Cummins works a walk. I'll bring up Adam Vidich. Left-hand batter with the socks up high. Now in right field for NBO. It's the first pitch from Bentley. Misses low for ball one. 45's looking for two on the infield. They're at double play depth with Conklin and Paulos, the shortstop and second baseman, shaded up the middle. Here's the 1-0 delivery from Bentley. Swing and a miss. Here in the 17-0 top of the fifth. An abbreviated ball game tonight. We're going to play seven. Now the 1-1 delivery from Bentley right down Broadway. Makes count one ball and two strikes. To the lefty. Gurretti's now waves the wood around. Mora holding on the runner at first. Here's the 1-2. It's going to go off the thighs of Vidic. And he's going to wear that one. Walk it out toward first. We'll bring up Andrew McIntyre for the walk and hit by pitch. The shortstop at third here on KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com. I'm Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us for this Sunday night under the lights at Tiger Field. Bentley delivers low for ball one to the third baseman, Andrew McIntyre. Started the game at short, now over there at third base. Right-hand hitter, open stance, the 1-0. Is going to be in on the shoulder blades. And a couple of hit batters now. Bentley can't seem to locate the zone. Eric Winchester is going to make his first trip out to the mound tonight. Talk things over with Nolan Bentley, who can't seem to locate that baseball well. He's walked one and then hit two. A break in the action here, which is the perfect time to remind you about Jade West Magazine, a modern women's magazine dropping August 1st. Their premier edition will be dropping August 1st. You can pre-order it now at jadewestmagazine.com, and you can follow them on Instagram, Jade West Magazine, from Western fashion, home decor, and homestyle recipes to travel, entrepreneurship, ranch life, and inspiring stories from remarkable women across the West. Jade West is a place where rustic charm meets modern living. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply drawn to the spirit of the West, their mission is to create a community that honors authenticity, connection, and timeless lifestyle that we love. That's Jade West Magazine, a modern women's magazine rooted in the heart of California. And you can pre-order their August 1st premiere edition at jadewestmagazine.com. This pitch from Bentley just misses a bit upstairs to the right-hand batting Blake Agger, who is at shortstop now. Started the game at second base. And this one misses inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. The infield shifted the pull on the right-hand batter. Here's the 2-0 from Bentley. On the outside corner, belt high, a called strike one. 2 balls and 1 strike. I believe Maddox Chapman, who's on deck, is now in the game at second base as well. Shift from third to second with Agger moving over. Swung on and missed for strike one. So it's a 2-1 count. This one goes all the way to the backstop. The runners will hold at first, second, and third as Tyler Jones corrals it quickly. A full count at 3-2, rather. I did have the count right. I looked at the scoreboard and it was incorrect. Now the payoff from Bentley. It's chopped toward the third baseman, but foul by about a couple of feet. And we'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. All those defensive substitutions back in the third inning. Virtually a whole new defense. Because this one will miss wide for ball four. And Bentley walks in a run. And it's now 17-1. I'll bring up Maddox Chapman, the second baseman. A walk, a hit batsman, and then another hit batsman, and then another walk. As one run will come into score. And the bases remain loaded. And it will be a pinch hitter, Nolan Chapman. Pinch hitting for Maddox Chapman. First pitch to him is on the outside corner at the knees, a called strike one. The 0-1 delivery from Bentley is waved at, kicked away from the catcher Jones, who pounces on it to the on deck circle area of NBO Sacramento. And nobody moves up. Quickly an 0-2 count now on Nolan Chapman, the right-hand batter with the closed stance. Bentley comes set. The righty kicks and deals the 0-2. Waved out for strike three. That is out number one. Bring up the top of the order in Will Patterson to the plate for NBO. Left hand batter. He's K'd and been hit by a pitch tonight. First pitch to him on the outside corner at the knees. A called strike one here in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the 0-1 from Bentley. On the inside corner, a called strike two. Bentley able to locate that fastball a lot easier now. Just settled back in. Now the 0-2 delivery from Bentley. This is low. Bounced it in there. Picked by Jones, the catcher. One ball and two strikes with one out. Infield a double play depth. The 1-2 misses wide. Two balls and two strikes. With one out. A black canvas up above the ballpark. Here's the 2-2. Swing! That's tied him up inside. Four out, number two. Bentley has been feast or famine at this point. Walked in a run, had a couple of wild pitches, and then now is K'd two in a row as Noah Sylvia will step up to the plate. Right-hand batter with the Sox up high. And this 17-1, top of the fifth. Fastball on the outside corner, called strike one. Darkness fully falling now here at Tiger Field. In an abbreviated ball game, we're playing to seven tonight here in this series finale on this weekend here in July. The 0-1 is chopped foul down the third base side into the Colt 45 dugout. For strike two. After this weekend, it will be the Novato Knicks and then the Tehama Bulls and then three against the Fairfield Indians. And then it will be the conclusion of the summer. The 0-2. Is chopped toward Conklin at short. He'll gather, flip to second for the force. And the side is retired. Three left for NBO as they score one after a handful of free passes issued at the end of four and a half. It is 17-1. The 45s lead it. Tonight's game is sponsored by Jade West Magazine. Set to release August 1st, their premier edition. You can pre-order it now at jadewestmagazine.com and follow them on Instagram, celebrating the women who cherish country values, embrace creativity, and find beauty in both tradition and adventure. You can pre-order it now at jadewestmagazine.com.
Coming soon. Get ready for a fresh new publication created especially. Coming soon. Get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premier issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Kornheiser, Paulus, and Conklin do up 8-9-1 for the 45s here in the home half of the fifth. It's 17-1. What will be an abbreviated ball game tonight? First pitch to Zanizer is fouled back to the screen for strike one. It's Colby Girardo in his second full inning of work. Turning over his glove. Now, winds and deals. Breaking ball drops into the zone. Just a little bit inside, actually. Keeping the count up at one ball and one strike. A 1-1 in there for a called strike two. Now the 1-2 delivery misses inside. Here's the 2-2. It's chopped foul down the first base side. Two and two, we'll do it again. With nobody out, here in a 17-1 top of the fifth, at the 45's lead, the 2-2 is chopped foul down the third base side now. Spain won the World Cup earlier today in a 125-minute thriller against Argentina and knocked off the defending champions. Here's the 2-2 in a game that was pretty much the opposite of this one, even though it's a completely different sport. But in terms of offense, there was far less, although Spain having 21 shots on goal, 12 of those on goal. The 2-2 breaking ball grounded toward the shortstop, Agger gloved, strong throw to first on a hop. Zanizer able to beat it out. It was deep in the 5-6 hole, and Zanizer beats it out for the infield single. That will bring up Deegan Paulos. Spain having 20 shots on goal, or 21 shots, 12 of those on goal, rather, and one goal to show for it. And then Argentina with no shots and no shots on goal. It's a very lopsided ball game. Here's the pitch from the righty Girardo, swung on and missed for strike one. With the runner on first, NBO at double play depth. Want to get a ground ball here. This one misses low and away. To even the count at one ball and one strike. No activity out in the Colt 45 pen. Now the 2-1. Check swing. No on the appeal. Misses wide for ball three. Ball two, rather. Two balls and one strike. Here's the 2-1 delivery. It's a breaking ball dropped in there on the outside corner. 2-2, the count moves. Coming set is Girardo. Kicks, steals out of the stretch. Breaking ball again. Bottom of the zone. And Paulus down, a-looking. Great pitch from Girardo there, who's been the best pitcher tonight for NBO. Now Preston Conklin to the plate, who struck out swinging his last time up. He also homered earlier last week. This one's hit way out of play. For strike one. So no balls and one strike. Check swing. Doesn't go around on it. Oh and two now. There's the 0-2. Breaking ball is a line shot down the left field line. Past the diving third baseman McIntyre. Rounding second, headed for third. Now hitting the bag of third, being waved home. And coming around to score without a throw on the two-run double from Preston Conklin is Tyler Zanizer. It's now 18-1. Nice two-bagger there from Conklin. So we get some random drops of rain here at Tiger Field. Splotches of showers, probably about 10 to 12 drops total. Nothing crazy. As Caballero takes a called strike one. Thought I was losing my marbles for a second when I felt water on me. Then realized it was also on my papers and everything else. Again, we had that cloud cover to start this game. Caballero's going to step out, calls time, and granted. Called a football game last fall in the middle of a monsoon, so this is nothing out of the ordinary. Here's the 0-1 breaking ball, misses way upstairs. Even the count up at one ball and one strike on Caballero, who has been hit by a pitch, reached on an error, singled twice tonight. The outfield pulled toward left, shifted to pull on the right-hand batter. Here in this 18-1 ball game, a 1-1 count. Gerardo comes set. Kicks and deals. Fouled back to the screen for strike two. With one out. Peering in is Gerardo. Kicks and deals the 1-2 as he checks the runner at second. That's Paulos. Or Conklin, rather. And Caballero takes low and away for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. With one out, working slower now is Gerardo with the runner on. Kicks, deals, breaking ball, grounded toward the third baseman. Gathered there by McIntyre, he's going to look the runner back. Throws the first in time for the 5-3 put out. That is out number two. I'll bring up Andrew Mora as Declan, the bat boy, again gets more applause. It's a round of applause and cheers here from the crowd of 158. Left-hand batting Mora. Remaining at second was Conklin. Is the first pitch foul tipped and held on by the catcher Sylvia. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now the 0-1 delivery misses way inside, moving out of the way is Mora. Also, Vidic now in left field. And I believe Avalos shifted on over to right. Actually, that's Patterson out there in right. I have no idea who is in center field. It's the 1-1. drops in there for a called strike two. So one ball and two strikes now. With two gone. Here's a 1-2 from Mora. Or two Mora from Girardo. It's chopped foul for the Colt 45 dugout, and we'll do it again at one ball and two strikes. With two outs here in the bottom of the fifth, one run already in. Conklin at second base. And the 1-2 delivery from Girardo. It's a breaking ball off the plate side. Mora lays off. Mora readies again with that open stance deep in the box. Here's the 1-2 delivery. Misses low and in. So the count moves to 2-2 on the left hand hitting Mora. The outfield playing straight up along with the infield shifted back a few steps. Now the payoff pitch from Colby Girardo, the righty, with the runner at second. It's a breaking ball fouled toward the NBO Sacramento dugout. And we'll do it again at three balls and two strikes with Conklin on second base. He'll retrace his steps, make his way back to second base. Green 2, Girardo with a new baseball. Readies and comes set, checks Conklin at second. Kicks and deals the payoff. Breaking ball reached for, popped up toward shallow right center field. A trio of Sacramento ball players chasing it down. It will be the right fielder Patterson making the catch. And the side is retired as the 45s get one, but they strand one aboard. After five complete here at Tiger Field, it's 17-1. Tonight's game is sponsored by Jade West Magazine, a modern women's magazine rooted in the heart of California and inspired by the Western way of life. The first edition will be released August 1st. You can pre-order it now at jadewestmagazine.com and follow them on Instagram. That's Jade West Magazine.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Top of the sixth inning here at Tiger Field in what will be an abbreviated ball game. On in relief is Braxton Swetland, the left-hand throwing 6'6", 250 Cottonwood native from Shasta College. Freshman for the 45s, featuring the Sox up high. As his warm-up tosses are concluded here. Swetland has not pitched in a while. Last pitch back on July 5th, following in the footsteps of Lindell and Well, Bayhan got the start. Then it was Lindell and Colton Sewell. Colton Sewell has not pitched tonight. Sweatland relieving Bentley of his duties, and in that start, in that relief appearance back on the 5th of July, one inning, no hits, no runs, and struck out the side in that endeavor. And leading things off here will be Colby Girardo, the pitcher for NBO Sacramento, as the lefty comes set, kicks and deals, and misses up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes here in this 18-1 ball game. Here's the 1-0 from the lefty. Kick, steals. Misses low and in. Two and oh. With nobody out, nobody on in this 18-1 top of the 6th. So 2-0. Misses for ball 3. And something for this 45's pitching tonight has just been command issues. They've walked a total of 3, then hit a handful of NBO Sacramento ball players. There's a 3-0 delivery from the southpaw on the inside corner. A called strike 1. To the 6'4" lengthy right-hand reliever for NBO. Here in the top of the 6th, the 3-1 delivery from the lefty. On the outside corner, gets a fastball in there, right at the knees, a called strike 2. A full count now. And Sweatland bending at the waist, set to deliver the payoff pitch. Kicks and deals out of the stretch. Swing and a miss, rallied back in the count and got the K. And down on strikes goes Girardo for out number 1. We'll bring up Javi Avalos. Right-hand batting Avalos has K'd twice tonight. There's the first pitch in this left-on-right matchup. This is up and away for ball 1. Avalos last night, K'd, grounded out twice, and popped out to 3rd. Braxton Sweatland peering in, comes set. Now the 1-0 delivery with the outfield playing straight up along with the infield, fouled back to the screen. Infield shifted a couple of steps to pull, specifically Andrew Mora over there at first, shaded toward the 3-4 hole on the right side. About 6 strides off the first base line. Here's the 1-1 delivery with 1 out, nobody on. On the outside corner, barely painted the black there for strike 2. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sweatland comes set. And the 1-2 delivery. This is up and away with a breaking ball. This count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the delivery from Sweatland. Trying to get his second punch out in a row. Kicks, deals. Fouled up and away toward the parking lot. And we'll do it again, this time with a new baseball. The fourth Colt 45 to pitch tonight. Bentley went 1 inning, no hit, 1 run, 2 walk, 2 strikeout. Baseball. Here's the 2-2 delivery from the lefty. Swing and a miss, got him to chase outside. And that is out number 2. A couple of K's for Sweatland here. And that is the 10th NBO Sacramento ball player to go down via the K from Colt 45 pitching, as it will be the 22 of Jace Cummins to the plate. left-hand batter, who is out in right field. Here's the first pitch from Swetland on the inside corner, called strike one. So it was actually Cummins who made the catch to end things in the previous inning, not Patterson. Patterson is still in center, and then Vidic is in left. So compared to the starting lineup at the beginning of this ball game, as this one misses in the dirt, it is a brand new defense for NBO Sacramento, apart from Sylvia behind the dish, and that is in part due to the fact that they've gone through the pitching so quick. Here's the 1-1. Just seemed to be shorthanded this series especially. Two balls and one strike to Jace Cummins. Two balls and one strike with two outs. 18-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Left-hand batter, open stance. He's deep in the box. Braxton Swetland comes set, kicks and deals out of the stretch, the 2-1. Right there at the bottom of the zone, called strike two. Andrew Mora about three or four steps off that right field line, playing back of the bag at first, just barely a couple of steps in front of the rim of the outfield grass. Everyone else playing straight up. Here's the 2-2 from Swetland. On the outside corner at the knees, ring him up, strike three called. Swetland K's the side as NBO goes 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning here on KCNR. Tonight's game is sponsored by Jade West Magazine. It's a modern women's magazine rooted in the heart of California and inspired by the Western way of life. The first edition will be released August 1st. You can pre-order it now at jadewestmagazine.com. And follow them on Instagram. That's jadewestmagazine.com.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premier issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
It's Colby Jarup, but still on in relief, entering his fourth full inning of work, or third full inning of work, rather, here in the bottom of the sixth. He'll face off against Bradley Blankenship, Adrian Lopez, and DJ Parker. Blankenship earlier was hit by a pitch that was back in the fourth. Right-hand batter. I think I finally got the defense in order. Cummins in right, Patterson in center, Vidic in left. McIntyre, Agger, Chapman, and Cummins. Take that back. Not Cummins at first. That is one of the lefties on this ball club at first. This one's taken for a called strike one to Bradley Blankenship. So I almost have it fully in order, as it is not Jace Cummins at first. Blankenship takes off plate for ball one. One ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball chopped fouled on the third base side toward the Colt 45 dugout. At strike two on the designated hitter tonight for the 45s. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Blankenship can't catch up to the fastball, and he's down on strikes for out number one. Bring up Adrian Lopez.
Right fielder, number 29, Adrian Lopez.
So throw around the horn escapes some of the infielders.
Tonight, Lopez is last night with the 4.5, so he's about to head on to CSU San Bernardino.
And Adrian Lopez just announced by Chad Johnson here, as he gets a round of applause from the fans. His last game with the 45s. Headed out to CSU San Bernardino as he waves at a breaking ball in the dirt. On strike one to the right-hand hitting right fielder for the 45s, who's grounded out, doubled, reached on the fielder's choice, and struck out swinging tonight. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Called strike two. He had a grand slam last night. The Puerto Rico native. Here's the 0-2. Misses wide for ball one. You'd love to see him homer in his last at-bat here. Regardless of the score, just be a fun way to end things for this 2026 summer season. Here's the 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. And down on strikes goes Lopez. That fastball working for Gerardo as DJ Parker will step up to the plate. To take that back, that is Jace Cummins at first. Unless there's two 22s on this roster. Parker swings and misses for strike one. Virtually swinging at everything are these 45s. And this game being abbreviated, the breaking ball is hit in the air toward left. Vidic on the move. It's going to hit off the Jack's Grill sign. Played back in medium left center field. Parker will cruise into second base with a stand-up double.
Stand-up double. It's also DJ Parker's last night.
And it's DJ Parker's last night as well with the Cole 45s. As he will head to Hawaii Pacific University. A D2 out on the islands. Adrian Lopez, his last night as well. And both of them headed to, well, CSU San Bernardino is where Lopez is going to play college ball. First pitch to the right-hand hitting Tyler Jones. Misses, and they're both D2 schools, so Division II levels. One ball and no strikes to Jones. With the runner on second, and DJ Parker is the 1-0 delivery from the righty Gerardo. Off plate outside. One ball and two balls and no strikes here to Jones with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. The late kick, the 2-0 delivery, breaking ball bounced in there for ball three. DJ Parker at second base. He's had himself a very memorable season. Started off hot with a line shot, walk-off free-run homer. That was in the second game of the year on May 30th against Watsonville. The 3-0 on the outside corner, called strike one. Down by two, came back and won it in the ninth by a score of 4-3. It was an absolute thriller of a ball game. The 3-1 delivery. Breaking ball misses way upstairs for ball four, and Jones will work a walk. That will bring up Tyler Zanizer. That is the sixth walk issued to the 45s tonight. Courtesy runner out there will be the 10 of Preston Waller. So courtesy runners stack up. multiple courtesy runners used in that Jones spot, as he's gotten on base a plethora of times tonight. Got on base four of the five times he appeared at the plate. Sanheiser takes outside for ball one. He's reached on the E5, been hit by a pitch, and singled twice tonight. He's also headed out to a D2, Oklahoma Baptist University. Out in the Midwest, here's the 1-0. Is popped up foul territory. Cummins giving chase toward the far side of the first base dugout and can't quite get to it. Lost it in the shadows, it looks like. And Zanizer stays alive. One ball and one strike. Everyone makes their way back to their respective places. One ball and one strike. To Zanizer. Gerardo comes set. Infield playing behind the runners. The leg kick, the 1-1 in the dirt. Blocked by the catcher, Sylvia, who's been fantastic behind the plate tonight, doing everything he can to just keep that baseball in front of him, no matter what direction it goes. Here's the 2-1 delivery from Colby Gerardo, trying to take NBO the rest of the way. Hit in the air towards center. Playable for Patterson, drifting over toward the left center gap, and will squeeze it for out number three in the side. Is retired. The Colt 45 is threatened, but they fail to score. They leave two aboard. As we head to the final inning here in this abbreviated ball game, the top of the seventh, tonight's game, sponsored by Jade West, is a magazine set to release on August 1st. You can pre-order it now on print or digital at jadewestmagazine.com, and you can follow them on Instagram. That's jadewestmagazine.com for The Modern Woman, rooted in the heart of California and inspired by the Western way of life. First edition set to release August 1st. That's jadewestmagazine.com.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
It's Jason Yeager up in relief here in the seventh and final inning for the 45s. And we will, again, abbreviated ball game here. Only playing to seven, as we are here in this 18-1 ball game at Tagger Field. Jason Yeager sporting that number seven. Freshman right-hand reliever, 6'2", out of Aptos, California, and Delta College. Leading things off here will be Adam Vidic. In left field now. He's grounded out and been hit by a pitch tonight. Left-hand batter with the socks up high. Here's the first pitch from Yeager. Off the plate outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes to the lefty. As Yeager kicks and deals the 1-0. Is chopped foul back toward us here on this first base side. Scott moves to one ball and one strike. This will be Adrian Lopez and DJ Parker's final inning as Colt 45's here for this 2026 summer season. Lopez had a memorable night last night. The Puerto Rico native headed to CSU San Bernardino. Had that grand slam. Here's the 1-1 delivery to the lefty Vidic. This is way up and away. For ball two. two balls and no strikes. Lots of walks issued to both teams tonight. Here's the 2-1 delivery. This is up high for ball three. 3-1. With nobody out, nobody on here in the top of the seventh, the final inning of this ball game. Now the 3-1 delivery. Swing and a miss for strike two. As the count fills at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the payoff from Jaeger. Misses high for ball four. He'll be aboard now. Now the shortstop and Andrew McIntyre to the plate, who's now playing third base, started the game at shortstop. Cole 45's at double play depth. His first pitch to McIntyre, misses up and in for ball one. The 1-0 delivery from Jaeger, looking for a ground ball. Check swing doesn't matter. Catches the outside corner to even the count at 1-1. Here's the 1-1 delivery from Jason Jaeger as he kicks and deals out of the stretch with Mora holding the runner on at first, and a broken bat foul ball over the first base dugout. Broke at the handle and the barrel and everything, going all the way to Caballero at third, who picks it up and looks at the labeling on it. All the measurements and everything else for the bat that's now turned into firewood. And with a new piece of lumber is Andrew McIntyre and a 1-2 count. Now the 1-2 delivery from the righty. Jaeger kicks, deals on the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. McIntyre knew it as he heads back to the dugout. I'll bring up Blake Agger, the shortstop now for NBO. Right in batter with the open stance. First pitch to him is swung on and missed for strike one. Jaeger checks the runner at first. Kicks and deals the 0-1. Runner goes. Taking up an in, throw down to second base on a hop by Jones. Tag applied. It's time! And Tyler Jones nabs Vidic trying to steal. And now down to their final out is NBO Sacramento. Here's the 0-1 delivery from Jaeger as he comes set. Kicks and deals the 0-1. Bounce it in there. Now 2-1 to Agger. 2 balls and 1 strike. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Misses low. Moves the count to 3-1. Jaeger peering in from the first base side of the rubber. Here in this final inning, the seventh inning, the 3-1 misses wide. Still with two outs, Nolan Chapman now to the plate for NBO. With the runner on first after the walk, a couple of walks issued. Now the pitch from Jaeger to the righty. On the inside corner right at the knees, a called strike one. The first pitch. This is low. Back down to first is not going to be in time. Moore loses the baseball. One ball and one strike. With two outs. Here's the 1-1 delivery from the righty Jaeger. Right at the knees. Called strike two. One ball and two strikes. Jaeger readies. The 1-2 on the outside corner. Strike three called as the ball game comes to a close. Pasma, Lindell, Bentley, Swiglin, and Jaeger complete the combined no-hitter of NBO Sacramento as the Colt 45s complete the sweep here for this weekend series. It's 5:45 to do it, but a combined no-hitter in seven innings as we complete the sweep of NBO Sacramento. We'll be back with the totals after this.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Well, it was a combined effort, but in seven innings, Colt 45s completed a no-hitter of NBO Sacramento, and they did so to sweep the weekend series here at Springfield. We have two more weekends of baseball coming to you. That's the Nevada Knicks, and then they'll play the Tehama Bowl on Sunday, July 26th, and then it's the last three for the 2026 summer season when the Fairfield Indians come to town for the three-game weekend series. But tonight, Colt 45s put an offensive showing on the board. 18 runs on 15 hits, one error. They left 8 for Sacramento. One run on no hits, one error. They left 5. A plethora of walks on both sides. 6 walks issued by the NBO Sacramento pitching, and then the 45s issued 5 walks, but they had 14 Ks, as did NBO Sacramento. They had 8 Ks. And Colby Gerardo of NBO Sacramento popping up out of the pen, went the final 4 innings and 8 hits, 4 runs, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts of the Colt 45s. He really shut down the offense, who was going to change their approach later in the ballgame with it being an 18-1 score, but nevertheless, still a fantastic effort from Colby Gerardo out of the pen with essentially a whole new defense behind him. So a combined no-hitter and 7 innings for the 45s. Pasma, Lindell, Bentley, Swetland, and Jaeger. Pasma went 3. He does not qualify for the win. I believe it will go to Nolan Bentley as the loss will be charged to Jace Cummins and not a save situation. As Preston Conklin drove in 5 runs, including that homer, that was a grand slam for the 45s, and that was really the apex of this ball game, probably the most exciting point in that second inning, that the Colt 45s put 13 runs on the board, and after that, there was just no looking back. As this weekend series comes to a close,
for Jacob Green and David Wiley back in the studio. Thanks for tuning in. It was a 2 hour and 31 minute endeavor in front of 158 here on KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, online at KCNRradio.com. Thanks for tuning in this weekend. We'll be back out here next weekend. For Jacob Green and David Wiley back in the studio, saying thanks for listening. The final score from Taggart Field tonight, 18-1, the 45s sweep NBO Sacramento.
As well as neutralizing harmful free radicals and delivering superior absorption. And finally, there's a combination product, Clinical Cardio 6. Six powerful nutrients, one capsule, including L-carnitine to energize your heart, Hawthorn and Mega Natural BP, grapeseed extract for healthy blood pressure, and MK7 to keep your arteries flexible. You get comprehensive cardiovascular support all in one supplement. Protocol for Life Balance, science-based professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong research. To order, go to DearHoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. That's DearHoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements and my choice for many of the supplements that I personally use and recommend. All right, there's a lot, big push for men with prostate cancer to get a very advanced type of targeted radiation to their prostate to treat their prostate cancer with proton therapy. Proton therapy is kind of a big-ticket item in hospitals. The units that deliver it are very expensive. They're few and far between. You often have to travel to a center that offers it, but it's a selling point for their way of treating prostate cancer. Well, they compared proton therapy to beat conventional radiation therapy for prostate cancer, and what they found is no big difference. There was no significant difference in either side effects or effectiveness of proton therapy versus just good old-fashioned highly targeted radiation therapy for treatment of the prostate. So, you know, yeah, it's a selling point, but does it really make a difference? Newer isn't necessarily better. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you feel embarrassed, trapped, maybe even ashamed just because you own a timeshare? Well, I'm here to tell you you're not alone. Chuck McDowell here, the timeshare cancellation guy. I get over 3,000 complaints a week from all kinds of folks that feel the same way you do. Honest people, teachers, veterans, grandparents, all losing sleep over a timeshare they can't get rid of. That's why 15 years ago, I founded Wesley Financial Group to help people take their lives back. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we would want our own family to be treated. That mindset has helped us cancel over 50,000 timeshares from people just like you. So if you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-330-6363. That's 800-330-6363. 800.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Justice Department activating a court for deportation.
The DOJ files a first-ever petition to a secretive dormant court that's been around for 30 years to weigh government requests to deport so-called alien terrorists from the U.S. The Alien Terrorist Removal Court has never received a petition until this past Wednesday, when the Justice Department sent an application seeking the removal of an individual whose name is withheld. There was a hearing. Now the DOJ has until July 22nd to provide more information to the five-judge court. If an application is granted, the court must hold a public hearing. The government has the burden to prove that the individual satisfies the definition of alien terrorist. I'm Julie Walker.
A Massachusetts tax experiment is getting a second look. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports some taxpayers can voluntarily pay a higher state income tax rate, but honestly, very few get around to actually doing it.
The option was created as a way for residents who favor higher taxes to contribute more revenue. But according to figures highlighted by Unleash Prosperity, only 1,570 taxpayers, about 0.05% of more than 3.2 million filers, chose the higher rate last year. Supporters of lower taxes say the results suggest most taxpayers prefer keeping their own money. Ken Lorman reporting.
A 5.5 magnitude earthquake has shaken the Andes region of Peru, killing at least 6 people, more than 30 injured, hundreds more are homeless. And it's been just about a month now since the twin earthquakes devastated Venezuela. Officials there now say the death count has surpassed 5,000. 16,000 have been injured. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Larry Elder here. When it comes to supplements, two things matter most: whether it works and whether you can trust it. Rather than just tell you about Relief Factor, we'll let our customers do it. We hear from people every day whose lives have changed, and we'd like you to hear their stories. Doug took Relief Factor for a year before convincing his wife, a special needs teacher, to try it. She'd been using assistance just to move through the long hallway at school. Now she's back on her feet and never had to leave the job she loves. I take Relief Factor every single morning for back issues. I don't take Relief Factor, the issues come back. It's easy to find out if you'll be the next person telling us Relief Factor gave you back what you love. 3 weeks, just $17.76. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. You'll connect with our friendly local team, and they will do everything they can to help. We hope you'll soon be sharing your story with us. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF.
You know, lately, it has been a wild ride for many investors with more than a few headaches from time to time. Here's a look now at the week ahead in the financial markets.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the week ahead on Wall Street. Investors are looking ahead to more quarterly updates from big companies this week as the earnings reporting season picks up steam. Some of the higher profile reports will come from Tesla and Google parent company Alphabet on Wednesday. American Express and Verizon issued their reports on Friday. This earnings season has gotten off to a mixed start. Banks turned in some solid report cards this past week, but Netflix pulled back sharply after releasing an outlook that was weaker than expected. Stocks are coming off a rare losing week as chip companies came under pressure again. Intel, Applied Materials, and Marvel Technologies came under heavy selling. They're still up sharply for the year. Seth Sutel, New York.
Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Now, the Trump administration changing just how long foreign journalists can stay and work in the U.S., replacing the current duration of status system with fixed periods. More from correspondent Marcela Sanchez.
The Department of Homeland Security says it's shortening visas for most foreign journalists to 240 days, down from stays of up to 5 years. Journalists from China will face even stricter limits, with visas capped at 90 days, prompting Beijing to warn of possible reciprocal countermeasures. While visas can still be extended, the change has raised concerns over press freedom. Advocates for foreign journalists say the shorter timeframes will make it harder for them to live and work in the U.S. Homeland Security says the change is necessary to better vet visa holders.
Investigation continues in that bus accident in Uganda that killed 20 kids and one adult. Officials say 3 adults and several children did survive. More on these stories, townhall.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we'll be over with Holmes and Watson, and then present the finale of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, the creatively named Matter of the Medium Well Done. For many, the most famous tandem of actors to play these first characters was Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce. They would appear together in a popular series of films from 1939 until 1946, and a radio program aired concurrently. But Rathbone opted to quit playing Sherlock, which brought the film series to an end, but radio continued. Now with Tom Conway alongside Bruce. Here they are in this broadcast from November 2nd, 1946.
Kreml Hair Tonic and Kreml Shampoo present the new adventures of Sherlock Holmes, starring Nigel Bruce as Dr. Watson and Tom Conway as Sherlock Holmes. Now, once again, let's drop in on the famous colleague of Sherlock Holmes, our good friend, Dr. Watson. Good evening, Dr. Watson.
And a very good evening to you, Mr. Bell. I'd almost given up hope of your coming tonight.
Well, I know it's pretty late, Dr. Watson, but I saw that your light was still on, so I thought I'd drop in.
I'm glad that you did, Mr. Bell. Applying the methods of my friend Sherlock Holmes, I would venture a guess that you're on your way home from the theater.
Amazing deduction, Dr. Watson.
Elementary, Mr. Bell. Isn't that a theater program I see sticking out of your pocket?
Of course.
Oh, what was the play?
Hamlet. Very fine production, too. Have you seen it?
No, not lately, but I think I can claim to be one of the very few men in this world to have seen a far older Hamlet than any that you saw performed tonight.
An older Hamlet? I don't quite understand.
Some 400 years older. You've heard me speak of Professor Moriarty?
The arch-villain whom Sherlock Holmes considered his most worthy opponent?
Precisely. It all began in the most commonplace manner imaginable. I was walking down the street with Holmes in answer to a completely routine call from Scotland Yard.
Hurry up, Watson. Don't lag.
I must say, Holmes, that as a medical man, I heartily endorse this recent passion of yours for long, brisk walks.
My dear Watson, the constant succession of dull cases with which we've recently been favored leaves me with so much surplus energy that I can only sleep by exercising myself into a state of utter and stuporous exhaustion.
Look out! Good heavens, that carriage! That carriage ran right over that old man.
The poor devil.
I better see what I go and do for him, Holmes.
That's your métier, Watson. Look after the poor chap. I must be getting on to the yard.
Move to one side, please. Move to one side, please. I'm a doctor.
Let the doctor through.
I'm all right, sir. I'm all right, thank you.
Well, there are no bones broken, I'm glad to say. Here, let me help you to stand up.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I'm all right. Quite all right. Very kind of you to come to my assistance.
Oh, not at all. I'm a doctor.
At least I picked a good spot for my accident. I see there's a pub right across the way. I hope you'll at least let me have the pleasure of standing you a drink.
That's the quickest fee I ever received. Lead the way, sir.
Two whiskies and sodas, miss.
Right, sir.
Allow me to introduce myself, sir. My name's Franklin Burley.
Oh, and here's my card, Mr. Burley.
Not The Dr. Watson.
Oh, you mean the little paper I wrote on the common cold in the last issue of the Lancet?
I don't know about that, but aren't you Sherlock Holmes' colleague?
Yes, I am.
God sent you to me, Dr. Watson.
Oh, really?
I've been wanting to put my problem into competent hands.
What do you mean?
I didn't stumble in front of that carriage, Dr. Watson. I was pushed. Someone's been trying to murder me.
Now, Mr. Burley, I
tell you, it's the truth. 2 weeks ago, a wheel came off the carriage that I was driving. A most convenient accident. Last Wednesday, as I was passing St. George's in Hanover Square, an enormous balk of timber fell, missing me by less than a yard.
Well, why on earth should anybody want to kill you?
Here you are, Jenkins.
Oh, thank you.
Because I saw it, Dr. Watson.
Saw what?
I saw the ghost of the Burleys, which no man may see and live.
Oh, now, my dear fellow. After all, this is the 19th century.
We're a very old family, the Burleys. Not nobility, but just as old, just as proud, and just as poor. My father left me two inheritances. The magnificent Burley Library, which has been in our family for over 300 years. And the Burley Ghost. Oh, you needn't look at me like that. I'd always scoff, too, when I heard tales of the ghost. But a week ago, I saw it in the library.
Very well, Mr. Burley. May I ask whose ghost it's supposed to be?
The original collection of books in the library was stolen from an abbey expropriated by Henry VIII. When the abbot resisted, he was killed, and it's his ghost that, according to legend, haunts the library.
I don't suppose you could describe the ghost.
That's where you're wrong, Dr. Watson. I saw it, or him, if you prefer, quite clearly. He was extremely tall, very thin. His forehead a high, pale curve, with his eyes two sunken pits of blackness.
Gracious me.
But most of all, I was struck by the slow, almost hypnotic, constant oscillation of his head from side to side in a manner which I can only describe as curiously and horribly reptilian. You and Mr. Holmes must help me, Dr. Watson. You must... I can see from your expression that you think I'm merely suffering from delusions, imagining persecutions that do not exist, but I tell you, my life is at stake.
Mr. Burley, as a medical man, I'll admit that at least you believe you're telling the truth. Tell me, do you live alone?
No, my son lives with me. A good enough sort, though I could wish he had a bit more purpose in life. But his wife...
What about his wife?
When my son was in Ceylon running a tea plantation, he married a half-caste woman. She's utterly strange, a terrible creature. I more than half suspect she's behind everything that's happened.
Rather a weird alliance, isn't it, between your ghost and your son's wife? All right, Mr. Burley, I'll speak to Holmes, if that's the only thing that'll set your mind at rest. It won't be the first time that he's driven a ghost back to its lair. Oh, do stop scraping on that violin of yours, Holmes. I'm trying to tell you about this poor chap's delusions.
I assure you, Watson, you've been receiving my closest attention. So your friend Mr. Burley suspects his son's half-caste wife. Go on.
Well, that's all there is to it. I promised him that I'd tell you his story, although obviously the poor man is the victim of a persecution phobia.
I wonder, Watson. I wonder.
Oh, now, really, Holmes.
There are certain definite points of interest. That description of the ghost, for instance. Tall, very thin, high forehead, with a constant oscillation of his head in a reptilian manner. Who does that remind you of, Watson?
Remind me? Oh, I don't know.
Could it be anyone but our friend Moriarty?
Good heavens, you're right.
And a library of the nature that you describe might well contain treasures worthy of the professor's highly selective interests. I tell you, Watson, it sounds precisely like Moriarty. The inspection of the library in his ghostly guise, followed by the realization that if he's to secure without suspicion the treasures he covets, their owner's death is necessary. Come, Watson. Stop lounging in your chair.
Oh, but where are we off to?
Mr. Burley said he was returning to an ancestral home at the seaside in Cornwall.
Yes?
We shall join him there. It's been too long since I've crossed swords with such a masterly adversary as Professor Moriarty.
Breezes, the salt air, and the sun shining on the water make a man realize that life is worth living.
Ah. If you don't stop admiring the surf instead of watching where you're putting your feet along the singularly aimless meanderings of this path, you won't have any life left to live. It's a good 200-foot drop to those extremely unpleasant-looking rocks below.
Yes, I see what you mean. Mr. Holmes, look down there. I never realized that those Cornish cliffs are simply riddled with caves.
Which no doubt accounts for their popularity with spunglers in bygone days. That and their inaccessibility, except from the sea.
Path seems to divide just up there ahead of us. Of course, that fool of an innkeeper didn't tell us which fork to take.
A problem, Watson, but not one incapable of solution.
And may I ask how you propose to solve it? Deductive reasoning, I suppose?
Not at all. I shall merely inquire the proper direction from that boy who seems to be birds nesting behind those bushes.
Oh.
Here, young fellow.
Hi, my lad.
Good morning, my boy.
Oh, I'm not doing nothing. Oh, I shouldn't.
Of course not. There's nothing to be frightened of. We simply want to know the way to Burley Manor.
Eh?
Burley Manor, my boy. To the right or to the left?
Oh, you want Burley Manor, eh?
That is the impression we are trying to convey.
Everybody knows where Burley Manor is.
Well, we don't. Where is it?
Straight along the path. That way.
Pathetic sight. When will our civilization advance sufficiently to produce a race free of such pitiable creatures as that?
Oh, I don't know. The boy looks well-fed and happy. Why shouldn't he? Nothing to do but walk round barefoot and climb about the cliffs all day. Seems rather pleasant life. I wouldn't mind being an idiot myself.
Jackie, where are you?
If you're looking for that barefooted boy, madam, he went off towards the cliffs.
Oh, then he wants me back for hours. He hunts birds' nests and eggs. Send them for a few pennies.
Very sound hobby. I used to do a little birds' nesting myself when I was a boy.
I wanted him to run an errand for me, but it's no matter.
The boy told us that we should take this path to Burley Manor, but he seemed a trifle wanting.
If you're going to Burley Manor, I will be glad to show you the way. I'm Mrs. Stephen Burley.
Good Lord, not the...
Your father-in-law invited us down to see his library, Mrs. Burley. May I introduce Dr. Watson?
How do you do?
My name is Sherlock Holmes.
I'm very glad to know you both. Now, if you'll just follow me along the path, it's rather narrow, so I'm afraid we'll have to go in single file.
Just attractive girl, eh, Holmes?
Quite. Which makes me wonder all the more why she has evidently been weeping.
Burley Manor. Impressive-looking old place, I must say. They built them to last in those days.
I suppose it is impressive. But is it a house which conveys to you an aura of happiness, Dr. Watson?
Well, I can't say that I've ever...
Oh, there's Stephen now on the terrace.
Lila, where the devil have you been?
This is Mr. Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson.
How do you do?
How do you do? Glad to know you.
Your father asked them down to see the library.
The library? Stacks of weird old books in there. Stuff's never been catalogued. Can't make any sense out of it myself.
No, it's not my dish of tea either.
Felt like reading Hamlet one night. Found some old black-letter thing I could barely spell my way through. And from the little I made out, it wasn't even the right form of the play.
Really, Mr. Burley? How was that?
Oh, it started out with some sort of a prologue. All about ghosts and revenge. Never saw that in Hamlet.
Stephen, where is your father? I haven't seen him since I packed his lunch. Has he gone off to the cliffs already?
You must have just missed him, Mr. Holmes. He often spends the day browsing about out there. Takes lunch along with him.
And he's gone off alone? Which path did he take?
The one toward the cliffs. But I don't...
Come, Watson. There's not a moment to lose.
I might as well try to hurry through a bramble hedge.
I only pray we catch up to him in time.
What was all that about Hamlet, Holmes?
Only that there is indeed a treasure here, Watson. and one fully worthy of Professor Moriarty's distinguished attention.
Treasure? What sort?
From Stephen's unseeing description, I deduce that the Burley Library must contain the Hamlet.
The Hamlet? What's that?
The original play ascribed to Thomas Kyd, upon which Shakespeare based his version. Not a single copy is known to exist in the entire world, Watson. It would be absolutely priceless.
Good gracious me. I say, Holmes, look. Up there ahead. I just caught a glimpse of a man's back beyond those trees. It must be Burley.
Good. Mr. Burley. Mr. Burley!
The wind's blowing towards us. He can't hear you.
Hurry up, Watson.
You catch him beyond that bend in the path. He's just... Great heavens! How appalling! Why, the man's literally blown to bits.
As I feared, Watson, we were just too late.
You're listening to Sherlock Holmes on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually, as an office, have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is, if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price, because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date.
And to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees? 3 to 4 feet per year? Drought tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And now, curtain going up on the second act of Sherlock Holmes on WIN Radio Was.
Now, Dr. Watson, what happened when you and Sherlock Holmes found that Mr. Burley had been the victim of an explosion on those Cornish cliffs?
Holmes sent me back to the house. As soon as I had reported what had happened, I hurried back to the cliffs where I found Holmes standing lost in meditation, his tall, gaunt form silhouetted against the sea. Holmes, I've sent a servant from the house to fetch the police.
Good man.
What's that you've got there?
A few barely identifiable fragments of the lunchbox Burley was carrying. From the marks of the explosion, it is obvious that the bomb was in it.
I see. Great Scott, Holmes. Young Mrs. Burley said that she packed that lunchbox.
Precisely. And you will observe these footprints leading away here in the softer ground at the edge of the path.
Naked footprints. That barefoot boy, the idiot. He saw it happen, was frightened by the explosion, and ran away in a panic.
You'll notice how smooth the footprints are.
Smooth?
Never mind. There's little we can do now but await the police. And I doubt if it'll be long before they arrest a murderer. I should like to suggest, Superintendent Maddox, that you broaden the course of your inquiry.
If you don't mind, Mr. Holmes, I'll conduct my questioning in my own way.
Not at all, Superintendent.
What a rude fellow.
Now, Mrs. Burley, it'll be a lot better for you if you help me instead of hindering me.
I've been trying to answer your question, Superintendent. All only a fool could fail to see where they're leading.
Now, Lila, the superintendent's only trying to find out the truth.
Very well. I'm innocent. And if all you want is the truth, you shall have it. I hated my father-in-law, and he hated me.
Lila, don't say any more.
And that isn't all. All the gossip you picked up from the servants this afternoon is true, Superintendent. My husband and I quarreled this morning. Quarreled bitterly. Stephen talked of divorce. His father's constant pressure has made him so confused that he no longer knows his own mind.
That's not true, Lila. I still love you.
So if that's what you wanted to know, Superintendent... Yes. I'm glad he's dead. I hated him. I hated him.
I think that'll be quite enough, Mrs. Burley. I shall have to take you with me to the chief constable. The charge is murder.
Oh, you're crazy, Maddox. My wife didn't kill my father. The fact that she's told you all these things should be proof enough.
I'm sorry, Mr. Burley. I've got to do my duty as I see it. Come along, Mrs. Burley.
Very well. I'm ready.
I'll come along with you, my dear.
No, darling. Stay here and help Mr. Holmes in any way you can. That's the best way for you to help me.
She's quite right, my boy.
Now, come along, Mrs. Burley.
Mr. Holmes, I'll offer you any sum you wish to clear my wife.
Your father was my client. I already have a duty to find his murderer.
And you think that Lila...
I think the superintendent would have arrested her twice as quickly if he had known of the other possible motive. That in revenge she had conspired with Professor Moriarty against your father.
And you're leaving? You won't help me?
There are loose ends to clear up, Mr. Burley. I must send Dr. Watson on an errand. As for myself, my first objective is to inspect the famous Burley Library.
Some sandwiches, Mr. Holmes. You've been in here for hours.
I'm afraid I've rather lost track of time.
Have you found what you wanted?
I did not find it. And nothing could be more significant than its absence. There is no sign here, Mr. Burley, of the black letter Hamlet which you described.
Well, that's funny. I distinctly remember that...
Ah, there you are, Holmes.
Any luck, Watson?
No, not a bit. I missed my supper and had a wild goose chase for my pains.
You mean you couldn't find the half-witted boy?
Checked every house in the village. He's nowhere about.
I'm afraid he will never return.
Dead? You mean you think that he saw too much?
I mean, Watson, that the person who planted that bomb also murdered that poor boy. If we could have some lanterns at once, please, Mr. Burley.
Of course.
I think we'd better follow the tracks of those bare feet to their final destination. Watson, hold that lantern over my shoulder, close to the ground. This moonlight isn't quite strong enough to... Ah, that settles it.
What is it?
This overturned pebble. See? The underside is still moist and discolored. Someone has been here very recently.
I must say, Mr. Holmes, I don't believe there's another man on earth who could have brought us to this spot in the dark. By these minute indications you've discovered...
Quite elementary, my dear Mr. Burley. At all events, our tracking's at an end. This path seems to lead right down the face of the cliff.
If you call it a path, then where the devil does it lead to?
If you look over the edge of the cliff...
Look over here?
Careful. It's a 200-foot drop to those rocks below. You see a dark opening some 40 or 50 feet down?
One of the caves.
Precisely. And except for this extremely precipitous and presumably unknown path, a cave completely hidden and inaccessible save from below by way of the water. Come on.
Dark in here. Look out, it's very slippery. Careful, Holmes.
Look out for loose rocks.
Oh, blasted. I nearly ripped my ankle.
Look out, that boat is loose.
Good heavens. That just missed me.
What price the brisk sea breezes now, Watson?
I wish we were back in Baker Street.
There. The worst bit's over. Here's the cave.
It's larger than it seemed from above.
Hold that lantern high above your head, Mr. Burley. This cave extends back quite a distance, apparently. Ah, there's something white beside those rocks.
Good gracious me. Some sandwiches.
Precisely. The remains of your father's lunch, Mr. Burley.
But I don't understand.
And here, unless I'm greatly mistaken, in this pile of books, we shall find the missing Hamlet. Ah, yes, just as I thought. Follow me, Mr. Burley. Keep that lantern high enough so that I may see what's ahead of us.
What the dickens are you doing with a revolver in your hand, Holmes?
I expect to find it of use at any moment, Watson. Ah, the end of our road.
It's my father.
It's Burley. He's asleep.
But he's wearing Jackie's clothes.
Precisely. Wake up, Mr. Burley. No, none of that. I've got you covered.
What's the meaning of this?
A very clever plot, Mr. Burley. You so hated your half-caste daughter-in-law that you determined to get rid of her before she could bear you a grandchild. Even to the lengths of framing her for your own murder. We said that only she could have tampered with the lunchbox. Obviously, we should have thought, Mr. Burley, only she and you could have done so.
Good heavens, Holmes!
You mean to say that my father...
Under the pretext of some childish game, Burley, you exchanged clothes with that poor boy. We saw him walking along dressed in your clothes. No wonder he didn't answer when I called your name. You watched him as he was blown to bits by the bomb, and then you disappeared.
You knew, Holmes, what we'd find here?
The bare footprints were smooth, Watson, which should have told me at once that they were the prints of Franklin Burley's feet. The boy Jackie, who spent his days climbing the cliffs, would have had horny, calloused feet. When I realized that, everything fell into place.
The ghost in the library.
Pure invention. The accident, which doubtless was simply an accident, introduced Burley to you and suggested that I might prove an unimpeachable witness to his ostensible murder by his daughter-in-law. The story of the ghost was simply an ingenious device to pique my interest.
All right, Mr. Sherlock Holmes. As long as you're so smart, answer this question. What can you prove? I'll admit I changed clothes with the idiot. I'll say it was just a game. Then he was killed by the trap that had been meant for me. I was panicked and ran away.
Yes, panicked to the extent of bringing your most valuable books with you, Mr. Burley. The sale of which would be a great help in starting your new life. But there's more to it than that. How does the heir of an old but impoverished family do himself as well as you do? How does a country gentleman secure a well-made time bomb? And above all, how is it that you were able to describe Moriarty so precisely in order to tempt me?
I know.
You're one of Moriarty's henchmen, aren't you? It's always been a trick of his to use the old smuggler's passages in these caves. Perhaps you're even counting on him to complete your plan.
Look, Holmes, look. There's a motorboat coming in towards us.
There, standing on the prow, that unmistakable thin figure, that oscillating head. It's Moriarty. Get down, Watson, out of sight. Stand up early in the mouth of the cave. Let Moriarty see you in the light, but don't try to warn him. I assure you I won't hesitate to shoot you.
You don't dare kill me. You want me as a witness.
Moriarty! It's a trap! Sherlock Holmes is here!
Moriarty's raising his rifle. He's...
Oh!
He shot him, Holmes. Moriarty's shot Burley.
Better luck next time, Holmes.
Good heavens!
Moriarty has made certain that no one shall turn King's evidence against him.
Oh!
No. Don't try to stand up, man. You're badly hurt.
I'm dying. But there'll be no dying words from me for you to use in court. I see where you're looking. You want that Hamlet, don't you, Mr. Holmes?
Every scholar, every museum in the world would...
Oh, well, it's mine. I'll never let it be seen. No one shall have it now. You least of all. I'm dying. And it dies with...
Look out, Holmes!
Burley, stop!
Good heavens, He's thrown himself into the sea. He hasn't a chance on those jagged rocks.
Yes, and his body will be washed out to sea before we can get down there. Watson, an irreparable loss.
Loss? A confounded murder like that?
I was referring to the copy of Hamlet. I'm afraid it's the most shocking loss to English literature since half of Milton's papers were burned by his cook.
So, Professor Moriarty once again got the better of Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, no, only in that he escaped capture, Mr. Bell. After all, Holmes solved the mystery and managed to save the reputation of the young and beautiful Mrs. Burley.
That's true, Dr. Watson. Tonight's new Sherlock Holmes adventure was suggested by an incident in Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's story, The Final Problem. Nigel Bruce appeared by permission of California Pictures. Tom Conway through the courtesy of Eagle Lion Pictures. This is Joseph Bell speaking for Kreml Hair Tonic and Kreml Shampoo. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
The adventure of the original Hamlet from November 2nd, 1946. I'm Greg Bell, no relation to Sherlock Holmes announcer Joseph Bell, as far as I know. And I'm next on When Radio Was. We'll make our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar and present the finale of The Matter of the Medium, Well Done, right after this.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer Sale. Save up to 50% on your favorite programs, such as Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Jack Benny, Suspense, The Chase, Dragnet, Life of Riley, Fibber McGee and Molly, The Harold Perry Show, Frontier Town, Six Shooter, and many more at Radiospirits.com. Get your biggest discounts of the season, up to 50% off, on thrilling detective stories, classic westerns, edge-of-your-seat mysteries, laugh-out-loud comedies, heartwarming dramas, and more. Go to Radiospirits.com today and receive a bonus of free shipping if you spend at least $50. Just use offer code SUMMERSALE. Take advantage of this incredible offer before the sun sets and our summer sale cools off. Head to Radiospirits.com now and save up to 50% off on some of your favorite classic radio collections. Plus, get free shipping when you spend $50 or more. Remember, offer code SUMMERSALE. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Are you willing to undertake a dangerous mission behind the enemy lines, knowing you may never return alive?
Are you willing to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app at radiospiritsapp.com today.
Live sharply with your senses in high gear, as a confidential cop must. You notice things the average citizen never sees.
Yes, live sharply. Download the Radio Spirits app and get free streams now. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Dragnet, Six Shooter, Sam Spade, Jack Benny, Sherlock Holmes, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you choose.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
We hope you're ready to enjoy free When Radio Was daily streams. Get your free trial today at radiospiritsapp.com with no risk or obligation.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Is slow and unreliable Wi-Fi holding your business back? Well, studies show 60% of remote employees say poor internet is a major barrier to productivity. Workers can lose up to 54 minutes every week waiting on slow connections. That's lost time, lost customers, and lost revenue. So now, meet the solution. The TP-Link Omada VE11000 Wi-Fi 7 access point. Powered by next-generation Wi-Fi 7, it delivers superior speeds. There's no waiting, and you've got solid performance, from seamless video calls to instant cloud access. It's awesome when everything just works. Plus, there's centralized cloud management, enterprise-grade security, and seamless roaming, so your network can finally keep up with your business. It's the TP-Link Omada BE11000. Check it out at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and now our weekly visit with Johnny Dollar. Originally broadcast in May of 1955, it's The Matter of the Medium, Well Done. And here is the fifth and final installment. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for Johnny Dollar.
Good morning, Johnny. This is Carol.
Oh, hi, Carol. Sleep well?
Johnny, you were so quiet on the way back from the seance last night. I hope it's because Madame Morgana Morgana convinced you of her powers as a medium.
How much did you pay her for that seance, Carol?
$100.
$100? Want to meet me in the coffee shop downstairs for breakfast?
I'd love to. 15 minutes?
15 minutes. Goodbye.
Oh, and weren't you thrilled to hear the voice of your dead brother again?
Yeah. Bye. Except that I never had a brother.
Tonight,
And every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location New York City, to the Universal Adjustment Bureau, Hartford, Connecticut. Following is an accounting of expenses during my investigation of the matter of the medium. Well done. Expense account item 18, 10 cents, phone call to Carol Sharp. Item 19, 10 cents, phone call to Sergeant Randy Singer.
Hey, I thought you were coming down here to headquarters this a.m. Nearly 10 o'clock.
As soon as I've had some breakfast... Your lab get those films developed for me?
They're working on them right now.
And did you put a tail on David Sharp?
Carol's brother? Yeah. I suppose you know he was over there in the neighborhood of that seance over in Jersey last night.
I would have bet on it.
Didn't you see him there?
No.
Well, that's funny.
Just keep that tail on him. See you later. Item 20, 1070, long-distance call to the city editor of the Mauchunk, Pennsylvania Herald-Express. For a full half hour, I asked him questions about the Sharp family, about one member of the family in particular. Then, item 21, 585, breakfast for Carol and myself in the coffee shop at the Swank Bell Towers.
You must have been impressed, Johnny. He's so quiet. Would you like to see Madame Morgana Morgana again tonight? Johnny?
Carol, I think we'll see her today.
Oh, but she couldn't. She always says it takes a full day to recover from the shock and strain of a seance. She goes into a deep trance, you know, in order to make the spirits move those little trumpets about and speak through them.
Listen, Carol.
Yes?
You have a brother, David.
Oh, David.
Why do you say it that way?
He's not really a brother. He was just sort of taken in by Mother when his parents died. I'd rather not speak of him, Johnny.
The black sheep of the family, huh?
Mother insisted on taking care of him. He was only 12 or 13. I've forgotten. Father didn't want to, but he permitted it.
Why didn't he want to?
Because David's father had been a criminal, and his father before him, even David's mother was... And my father was afraid.
Yeah, but blood would tell.
Yes.
Your father left money to him, along with the rest of you.
Yes, he did. But not as much. And David has resented that. But no matter how much he had, he wouldn't have enough. The sports cars, the fast company. Johnny, how did you know about
that? Listen, Carol, I'm an insurance investigator.
What?
I came down here to look into this matter of your wanting to change the beneficiaries of your policy to cut off your mother and brothers in favor of this medium and Tony Ricardo.
Johnny, I hate you for this. Why didn't you...
I didn't dare let you know until I found out a few things.
This is the most...
And I think I have, including the fact that Madame Morgana Morgana, who persuaded you to make the change, is nothing but a clever fraud.
No, that isn't true.
And I'll prove it to you, if you'll call your boyfriend, Tony Ricardo.
Tony?
Take him down to the 18th Precinct Police Station where I'll be waiting for you.
But Tony hasn't... You think because his father was a kind of gangster years
ago... In Tony's case, I hope blood won't tell. 18th Precinct, both of you.
All right, Johnny, we will be there.
There you are, Johnny. The picture you took last night.
Oh, thanks, Randy.
Hey, why did you ever get the idea of using infrared light and infrared film?
Anything else, anything that let them know I was taking pictures would have busted up the seance. Hey, look at this one.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to publish those. Scare a lot of those phony psychics out of business and out of town.
Oh, here's the one that
I'd like. Oh, Mr. Dollar, we're here.
Hi, Dollar.
Oh, hello, Tony. Miss Sharp, Mr. Ricardo, this is Sergeant Singer.
How do you do?
Hi.
And now, will you please show us this proof you were talking about?
Yes, Dollar. How did you make out, huh?
Made out very well, Tony, thanks to a miniature flash camera I had tucked into my pocket last night. I guess you wonder, too, how Madame Morgana Morgana worked her racket.
He did not. Tony knows as well as I do that she's completely honest. Like any normal person, he may have questioned the almost miraculous powers of this woman in the beginning, but no trumped-up tricks that you... Where did you get this picture?
And look at this one.
She's moving that trumpet herself with a long kind of extended handle.
Extension grip, they call it. She probably hid it in the front of her dress.
Oh, no.
But... These pictures in that dark room,
Infrared photography.
Maybe she did use one trick. But the voices came from trumpets floating about in the air above our heads.
Then look at this one. Taken when your father was supposed to be speaking to you.
Oh, no. That little trumpet has a long tube on it.
Yep.
extending into that curtained doorway at the end of the room where somebody could whisper through it.
Oh, this is terrible. And the hundreds, the thousands of dollars I gave her, believing in her.
Yep. I'm afraid you were really took. Here. Here's where my dead brother, Richard, spoke to me.
The hanging trumpet is over your head.
Yep.
But how could she know? I didn't tell her. Oh, yes, you mentioned your brother.
A completely non-existent brother, Carol.
Oh.
Made up. Like the dream of you I told you about.
And I believed you, too. But how could she find out all those things about me?
Miss Sharp, a couple of nights ago, I took Mr. Dollar to a medium that was a bum compared to this one. She told him all about himself.
Have you forgotten what I found out about you and your brothers just in the last 24 hours?
Oh, I don't know what to say.
Don't try. We've still got to pin this whole thing down. I'm sure this Madame Morgana Morgana wasn't working alone.
But who could be?
How about it, Tony?
No. No, not Tony. Just because his father was... Oh, no, please.
Oh, thanks, darling. I got a report here, Johnny. Apparently he's moved again. And you guessed right.
Yeah. Then we better get going. Can we use a prowl car?
No, but we can get an escort as far as the city line.
Then come on, all of you.
We'll be back with more Johnny Dollar right after this short break.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit kcnrradio.com to get started today.
And now back to the man with the action-packed expense account, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
The cabbie with his accelerator on the floor had a ball trailing our escort across town. And we had to hold him down when we finally reached the Jersey side. Randy Singer obviously had no authority over there, but as it turned out, I'm glad he came. When we pulled up to the home of Madame Morgana Morgana, I couldn't help noticing a Studebaker Golden Hawk sticking out from behind the house with a Pennsylvania license. I wasn't the only one to notice.
Johnny, that looks like David's car.
I think it is. Come on.
Johnny, I'm out of my jurisdiction.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you better wait.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Johnny, I knew David was bad, but... Oh, I still can't believe it.
I know how you feel, Carol, and I'm sorry.
Mr. Dollar...
Wait a minute.
Johnny. Johnny, if you do a thing like this...
I'm ready for anything.
Look, Mr. Dollar, why don't just you and I go in? If anything happened to Carol, I'd never...
Oh, Carol, dear. And Mr. Ricardo and Mr. Dolly.
Hello, Madame Morgana.
Do you mind if we come in?
Why, no. But not for another meeting, of course. The strain of last night's convocation is still with me, I'm afraid.
Yeah, maybe you ought to up the price for your next seance. But there ain't going to be no more.
Mr. Dollar, I don't understand.
Come on, Carol, Tony. We're going to look over that seance room in broad daylight.
No, you can't. I won't let you destroy the sanctity of that room.
Oh, yes, you will. I'll lay it on the line to you, madam, whatever your name really is. This monkey business of yours has gone far enough. So this is the room.
What terrible things you're saying.
You take a thing like spiritualism that a lot of honest people believe in and make a dirty racket out of it.
Carol, this man is mad. Make him leave this sacred place at once. Carol, what right have you to make such horrible implications?
Implications? Those were accusations. Would you like to see how those spirits of yours move crumpets around in the dark?
They couldn't be seen.
And how those spirit voices suddenly appear out of thin air? Look at these pictures.
How did you get these?
I cannot tell a lie. I did it with my little camera. Well?
All right. All right, you've exposed me. But there was nothing malicious about it. If you knew the solace, the comfort of mind and spirit these things have brought to the people who come to me.
At $100 a crack, sometimes more.
Why not? Carol has money. So have the others who come to me.
Did you plan to make them all turn their insurance policies over to you? And then contrive to have them suddenly and unexpectedly join their immortal ancestors in the great beyond?
No, no, that wasn't my idea. Oh, I knew something like this might happen.
It has happened. Now, where is he?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Your assistant, or colleague in crime would be a better word, who stood inside the curtained door of the seance room and made with the phony voices of the dead, who gave you all the information on Carol, who's probably done a nice little research job on me since my visit last night.
Yes, Mr. Dollar.
David.
I know all about your activity as an insurance investigator and why you're here. But it's not going to do you any good.
Oh, put that thing down and give yourself up, David.
So you're the one who arranged for me to be a beneficiary of Carol's policy, huh?
Stand back.
So the suspicion would fall on me when something happened to her?
Of course. And give us a chance to clear out. But now it's too late. And now that you've found us out. Well?
David, no. The light, somebody turned off.
Look out, Ella! Look out!
You dirty... Pull a gun on me, will you?
Easy, easy, Johnny. Control yourself.
I'll knock you. Randy.
You'll just get up off my chair.
Here the lights. But, David.
When I flicked off the lights, Tony here made a dive for him. Here he is, wrapped up in the corner there.
Yeah, I've got his gun.
Ooh, you got a mean left there, Johnny.
Oh, I'm sorry, Randy, but... See, I thought this was out of your jurisdiction.
I get curious about comparing your lousy photography with the room itself, Johnny, so I sneaked in the back door. When I saw what was going on, I lost my head, I guess. All right, Dave, up on your feet.
Oh, Johnny.
Easy, Carol. Better get her out of here, Tony.
Yeah, sure.
And remember that crack about blood will tell? Well, I think you can prove to her that in your case, at least, whoever said it was all wet. Well, what happens to David Sharp and Madame Morgana Morgana will be up to the courts. It's a cinch she's out of the ghost wagon for a while. A long while. And of course, Carol did make a change in her policy to cut off David. Expense account, item 20-something, cab back to New York, hotel bill, and fare back to Hartford, $417.35. Expense account total, $892.90. Oh, and if you don't mind, I'll hang on to that tricky little camera and stuff in case I run into another medium well done. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote this week's story. Heard in our cast were Virginia Gregg, Lawrence Dubkin, Lorene Tuttle, Harry Bartell, Eleanor Audley, Joseph Kearns, Herb Vigran, Junius Matthews, Tony Barrett, and Sam Edwards. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino. Be sure to join us on Monday night, same time and station, for another exciting story of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Matter of the Medium, Well Done, from May of 1956. We will debut another five-part Johnny Dollar storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Nigel Bruce as Dr. Watson. Well, that British actor worked with Joan Fontaine in a couple Alfred Hitchcock-directed films. I'll name them and wrap up when radio was right after this.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
Step into the shadows for dark and suspenseful tales of miscalculated misdeeds with Radio Spirit's 6-CD collection, The Whistler, One Dark Night.
It was night, but even with the protection of darkness, Max Tyler crouched low on the apartment house fire escape. He was tense, alert, ready to run. And suddenly it happened.
Across 12 chilling episodes, the Whistler stories lead you step by step through the setup and the slip-up, the double-cross and the downfall.
All right, now come on, move. I can let you have it and you'll be another dead burglar. Double-cross. I said move.
Yes, he knows every scheme and every fatal mistake.
Night, and a thick gray blanket of fog had descended over the city. As Laura Ames, former American, now of London, hurried along the deserted residential street, she stopped occasionally, glanced over her shoulder and listened, and then hurried on again, certain that the unseen footsteps she'd been hearing in the gray fog behind her were those of someone deliberately following her.
For a limited time, you can get The Whistler One Dark Night for 50% off. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code STRANGE77 to get The Whistler One Dark Night for only $14.99.
Back there in the fog, the footsteps coming closer and closer.
This offer won't survive forever, so get half off The Whistler One Dark Night today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code STRANGE77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I'm the leader of a cosmetology group for my after-school program, and I teach young girls different skills on how to do hair and how to help other people. And it's not just about hair, it's just about confidence.
Bassam's ability to help develop other people, isn't that the critical thing? Is every business is...
If she can listen and she can take cosmetology and break it down into a listening skill, then she's on a great path.
Basma, how does this make you feel?
I feel good. I can actually do stuff that's going to better me.
Jeffrey, would you hire somebody like Basma?
Absolutely. I can tell that she's a good communicator, and the fact that she told the story about listening when it was supposed to be about cosmetology, she's into it because she cares about people.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before we took a break, I was talking about actor Nigel Bruce. I mentioned that British performer, best known for playing Dr. Watson's sidekick to Basil Rathbone's Sherlock Holmes, would also star with Joan Fontaine in two Alfred Hitchcock Hollywood films, the Best Picture winner Rebecca, released in 1940, and from the following year, the psychological film noir thriller Suspicion. I'm Greg Bell, and we're out of time, but hey, remember to visit us online at whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.